Blog Talk Radio.
Black Friday, Black Friday, Black Friday, Black Friday. Thursdays, welcome back. Cameo, as I
provide some time, because you best believe the brother is still on the grind, because I'm trying to get my in this lifetime. You know what I'm saying? Do you understand and check around? So, hope you guys have a good time. We're going to talk about the New York Football Giants, of course, because we heavy in rotation. Because why? We are doing some hiring, earth-shattering, shaking up. You know what I mean? Teapot is gone. Jake and the Fat Man is gone. I'm still riding the wave of that new regime, that new dudes. I know we all live in a 60-hour news cycle. At times, it feels like we're all looking for a flex capacitor somewhere. Where's my DeLorean? I think I parked it somewhere in Kentucky. I believe it was a holler. And so, hopefully I can get back there one day and fix it. Just going to get up out of here. But anyway, we're going to talk about the New York Football Giants and his coaching. It was Flores was complete today. Brian Flores, former coach of the Miami Dolphins. Conversations is heating up. Lines are being drawn. You know, immediate upset after a missed shot. All kinds of crazy drama going on in the sports world. We're going to talk about it. I'm going to talk about it. Either way, the number to call in, ladies and gentlemen, is 914-205-796. That's 914-205-5796. If you want to join the conversation, if you got an opinion, if you want to speak your mind, whatever, driving Thursdays. So conversations had on driving Thursdays, y'all know that. The happy hour for your day. Talk about some sports as you drive home. Conversation can be swayed and go completely different directions. You know what I mean? Because after all, this is a conversation about sports. And dabbles into a lot of things. So, enjoy for your listening pleasure. Hopefully you stay and chill from the weather. I heard New York is about to get, well, not New York, Boston, New England, Rhode Island, preparing for like 18 inches of snow. Did you hear this? 18 inches, pause. Although 18 inches to get somebody pregnant. You get it? But, getting the notes together, you know what I mean? That's what you call a little brief. Like, oh, shit, what happened? Ain't nothing wrong with your phone. I'm back. So, just had to put something in the background there so I can vibe. And maybe y'all can vibe with me. But a lot has been said this week about all kinds of which way the direction of the team. Just in the third, still riding the wave of Mr. Joe Schoen, new GM for the New York Football Giants, y'all better know. And he just had his first press conference yesterday. A lot of fan reaction, which was kind of 50-50. As it usually is. But I do enjoy the fact that he said, well, somebody's going to get disappointed sooner or later. And I guess these conversations that we're about to get into may sway your opinion one way, sway your opinion the other way. So I've been leaning back and forth, throwing the tennis ball back and the racquetball because I'm playing by myself. Close, really not, but you know. So you get your minds out of the gun. I'm trying to be serious. But you got either Chosen One from the Boogie Down Bronx. Shakes got his hand up. Out there in B-more.
Come on, bro. Peace to the
gods.
Peace to the earth. What's going on, something, baby? Happy Thriving Thursday. Y'all know what time it is. Y'all tuned to the most dangerous show on the planet in the galaxy. 914-205-5796 is the number to call in. And that's what's up. Y'all know what it is. Yeah, bro. I'm here. Ready to dive into these conversations. It ain't nothing.
Let's do it, man. Shakes is there too. Come on right on there. Handle that shit like the show. Ba-doom, 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 ba-doom. You just came in and now here comes the oh my God, you to do it. Go ahead, Shake.
I just wanna say something like off the topic of that, right? Just on this shit, right? Like on this show. Like, I'm not going to sit here and say that a motherfucker be scared or nothing, you feel me? Because I ain't scared of nothing, you understand? All right? But when you start a show and you by yourself and there's no one to feed back off of what you're saying and you're just going and you're just talking, I mean, you can get away with it for a little while, but long enough time go by, you'll be like, God damn it, what somebody would call in and help me out. You feel me? You feel me? Somebody help me. Somebody come through for me, bro. You know what I mean? So,
like you on a telethon with no customers.
Right, bro. So when I be seeing y'all come up on that screen, I'm like, yes, I got my boys. All right, here we go. Let's go. Let's rock now. You know, so that's what I just thought about when me and E just called in for you as you was going on by yourself for a little bit. We called in. I kind of felt like you was like a little relieved, like how I'd be like, okay, yeah, all right, let's go. Let's get it in there. Yeah, that's just off topic. But, yeah, that's what I felt just now. What's going on, Peace God?
Peace God, and your intuition is like Spider-Man because you are absolutely correct. I was like, man, I mean, I know I said I'd do it and everything, but shit. Nah, I'm
just saying.
Oh, good,
you know,
man.
I already
know,
man. I already know this fuck.
You know shit real when you tell little fans, get your mind out the gutter. It ain't nobody saying that.
Hey, as you can see, I was
talking about here playing with myself. Hey, get your mind out the gutter, y'all.
I don't need no friends.
Yeah,
you know, I've been throwing the ball passing it back to myself. Get your mind out the gutter. Like somebody called in and was like, pause. Nobody said
pause. Yo, you gotta say pause on that, yo. His conscience said that shit. His conscience was like, yo, you gotta pause on that, B.
Right, like who am I answering to?
Nah, what's going on, man? Always fun times on Time and Thursdays, man. What's good?
Nothing much, man. Getting into these conversations about what we're going through. You know, roller coaster, who we picking. Almost like the draft and shit. So I just started. And I was just going to continue on. Flores and whatnot.
Yeah. Let me pick up off that real quick, right? I wonder what that conversation is like, though, right? Like, I mean, I'm pretty sure it's like the formal shit, you know, hey, how you doing, you know, handshake, all that, blah, 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 right? But, like, once you get into the office, right, and you say, hey, all right, so, hey, Brian Flores, listen, I know you said that Deshaun Watson your quarterback, but we ain't having that over here, bro, all right? So we can start talking about other things. We can get that out the way right now. So, like, is that the conversation? Like, is that what it was? Like, what's happening here, man? But for those who don't know, Brian Flores was interviewed today. So, yeah, that's a plus and a great, this is great for the Shakedown crew because we all kind of like Brian Flores. So, yeah, man, I'm all over the place. My bad. Go ahead, man, you got it.
Nah, you good, man. Shit, it feels good to actually have our list match with theirs in the line of who we want, because Flores is very, very highly regarded by majority of the fan base. I would say I would give it 87%.
Yeah,
I think 87% would like that.
Somebody was cool enough to release a poll earlier, like last week. And it was like, what head coach GM combination you want? Shown the ball, shown Flores, or like Sean Frazier, like they, you know how they do the polls and all that. And yo, the polls percentage was even high on Flores, like just from the people, man. So you got that spot right on the head, both of you brothers, man. We really, really do want Flores to be in the building, man. Like that's where we at.
Well, I mean, for you to just say that he was in the building today, or was this via video?
Don't let him out the building.
Nah, he was there in the building.
He was in the building.
Lock that
shit. Yeah, it was
shit.
A face-to-face today.
You meeting Chris and them?
Don't let him out the building.
Can I say something about that, too, real quick? Real quick, I'm sorry. I know I'm all over the place, but look.
Nah,
why is the media pointing out Chris Mara every time, bro? Like they, right there, the video, right? Like for example, I don't know if y'all know, but let me just inform y'all, right? All right. So, the first interview with the GMs and the videos and shit, they was like Chris Mara ain't had nothing to do with it, right? But then when they met him face to face, Chris Mara was there.
Yo, this nigga, are you Puff Daddy, B? All in the video. Go your way.
All in the video.
All in the video, B. And this is what they was talking about, man. That's why he had to clarify when he said he has no authority. But yo, people don't want to see him, bro.
I'm like, what is he, the next man? What is he? He next up.
Yeah, bro. You know what it is? He next up. Yes, he next up. In case of sudden death, he's next up.
That's cold-blooded. He there for the
cold-blooded. But the truth, though.
Carlton Banks.
But the truth.
He's Carlton Banks, bro. You can't be Carlton
Banks. He is, bro. He's Carlton Banks out here, bro.
Yeah, bro. He's him. Sweater. He's tied over his shoulder blades, everything, see? That's him.
That's crazy.
That is him, man.
Well, you know Flores walked in there like Black Dynamite. You know that, right?
You already know how that happened.
No. Straight up with the music. Dealing with a different motherfucker.
But what I heard, some sources, and I don't know if, yeah, I mean, we got the same sources or not. I'm just, you know, I just read around. But they were saying that one of the main issues was what happened, like, why was it so much bad blood between Flores and the front office in Miami? So I think that was, like, one of the topic of discussions in that meeting, just to get on a serious note.
And we know what it was that the beef was about. And we could talk about it because it's out there. He didn't believe in your son, bro, and the organization did. So you know how that's going to go. Quarterback, head coach got to be on the same page. They like, yo, this kid is not getting a chance the way we feel. You should be giving it to him. You keep throwing shit magic in there. We get it. But this is kid needs to develop. We can win with this. That's how they felt. He had a different thought process in his mind. That's how that went. Your son getting people fired out here, Shakes. What's up? Talk to me.
Yo, this is what I was trying to tell y'all, though, bro. When I was all with this old man, they about to dump the boy Tua for fucking Watson and shit. And I'm like, no, they ain't. They believe in Tua. They love Tua over there. Now, I don't know. Y'all may have been right with the Flores joint. You feel me? Maybe y'all was reading it with the Flores lens. You know what I'm saying? But I'm reading it in the organization lens, and I'm like, yo, they love him. What do you mean? He's a winner. You know what I'm saying? So, yeah. Somebody had to go, right? This town ain't big enough for the both of us.
I'm going to need you to step aside.
Stand well, up.
You know, I know they say that he's the front runner, but anyone still think DeBoer is in the game? Or DeBoer?
Yo, like, it's DeBoer, like,
DeBoer,
this is why I love this, you know, this is why I love being in the media, though. I'm gonna be honest, though. Like, I love doing this show and being in the media because it's so bipolar, bro. I swear to you, it's so bipolar, and you can have news every day. Because just the other day, you couldn't tell me or couldn't tell nobody on this show, man, the bull is the guy, man. The bull is the front runner. And now look at today.
It's like, yeah, I know, right?
Is he even still in the race now? But no, I think it's, you know, he might be having that Miami job or something that they're saying. Like, he might be really looking at that Miami joint, so. I think that's probably why people are starting to be like, oh, well, he might not be the guy. But
what's
yeah.
nerve-wracking for me is the reports that there's a dissension in even what they want. Because Mara Person news came out, and it's been confirmed that he did call Flores before they started their GM search and said that they were interested in him. And then,
yeah, they did that.
Get reports that someone,
as well as Dan Quinn, which Dan Quinn decides after all those damn, that's some stupid shit too. Real quick, off note, you know what I mean? How you gonna take all these damn interviews? Fucking 6 out of 8 teams, now it's 9 teams, but 6 out of 8 teams, you took all the interviews and then only to decide, you know what, I'm gonna just stay in Dallas. Like Dan Quinn, you know what? Go ahead.
I just had to say that. Yeah, go eat all the smorgasbord, go to restaurants you ain't never been before, order the steak. I'm just playing, but, yeah, I mean, I don't know. They said that Shoshone wants the bowl, Romero wants Flores, so then they just throwing that back and forth, and then they give credence to it to suck you in. Oh, but it is what it is. We'll see what it's going to be. The last one is tomorrow, ladies and gentlemen, with Leslie Frazier. I think that is scheduled for 9 a.m. That is the last interview. I think I was right in my prediction yesterday. I think we're looking to get a decision next week. I'm not sure, but...
Yeah, I figured that too because... I was like, man, they already got an interview set up with Frazier on Friday. So, I mean, I'm pretty sure that they ain't going to come up with a decision on Friday after they done took that interview. They're going to sit down, chop it up, talk. You know what I mean? We might have a decision by the weekend, though. Might have, but more than likely, Monday.
Yeah, I would hate that, to mull that over all weekend, but... I would assume, unless they do it right after Leslie Frazier or a couple hours after, maybe. I don't know. But we'll see. We also got OG Steve and Charlie from Maine with us. And I don't know who Charlie's talking to, but you better get down in the sweet voice. Get off of that thing. But we can hear you, Charlie, and you talking to America. OG, what up? We'll start with you first, bro, because you called in for y'all both, like, at the same time. But it was you by hair, so what you say?
Peace. What's happening, family? What's good, everybody? What's crack-a-lockin'? Everybody good?
Hey, man. We want to hear what you got to say.
Well, I got a lot to say, man, because I've been really, you know, observing and just going through everything, man, and trying to read between the lines like I always do. And, you know, I've come to the conclusion that I believe that it's going to be Flores. And before I have a lot of reasons why I believe that. But, you know, and I think, you know, it's going to come down to Frazier or Flores, but I think Flores is going to get the nod. And I'm really excited about it. I think, you know, I mean, you know, just looking to see what he did with Miami, you know, and that roster, man, and, you know, I mean, lack of, you know, and what he got out of those players, it's incredible. It really is. You know, I mean, what he was able to do when Fitzpatrick played, you know, and he went 10 games. So, you know, I hear what the players all saying about him, looking at his background, from everything from his experience, Boston College, to all the deep play positions he's coached on defense, the special teams, and just seeing how well respected and, you know, admired he is, man. And, you know, born blue-blooded, and I know ownership loves that. You know, Mara picked up the phone. I mean, you know, I know there's some talk about, oh, you know, the ownership, you know, he didn't get along with the GM. Yeah, look what the shit you had with Tua. So I think that, you know, that'll get ironed out. I think that, you know, they're going to probably say, look, we just want stability at the offensive coordinator position. I think the fact that he coached with Patrick Graham, with Patrick Graham coached down there, that means Patrick Graham's here. They like, if we don't have anything, we'll get us an offensive line, make sure Saquon can be Saquon, and we will have a fucking New York football giant defense that motherfuckers will have nightmares about. Okay, they will call us the Freddy Krueger motherfucking defense. Tell me, I see this shit, baby. This motherfucker could be here for one of the most winning coaches forever if they just let him do his thing. And I really think they're going to let him do just that. I think they're going to put all bullshit and politics to the side and realize it's going to be him who's going to get the best out of players. Even when we don't have the good players, which all teams go through those phases, it's going to be him that keeps it together. He's a game manager. He's a leader. And he's a stable, respectable force. He's a true alpha male. So, and the thing is, there's a hole there, he's going to fill them. You know, so I think that, you know, if ownership is just smart enough, which I think they are, I think they're going to hire him. And I'm feeling pretty good about it. I love Leslie Frazier, too, though. But I know it's not going to be Dayball, whatever the hell his name is, for a lot of reasons. They're not going with it for this time. You know, as soon as I saw this kid Sean speak, I knew right then and there they're not going with a first-time head coach with this young kid. It's not going to happen. It would be fucking train wreck and just idiotic. So it's not going to happen. So it's going to be somebody's season. And it could be Frazier, but I'm really thinking it's going to be Flores. I'm going to shut the fuck up because everybody got something to say, but I'm telling you right now, I even take bets on it. It's somebody serious. But you got to be serious because I'm talking about money. But I really believe it's going to be Flores. So I'm excited, man, that's all I got.
Appreciate you, OG, coming in with the fire. Absolutely. All right, Charlie, what you say, brother? How you doing, man?
Yo,
you talking to me? You talking to me? Hey, of course I'm talking to
you.
Hey,
guys.
What are you doing over there? What are you eating, your gravy?
No, I had it on speaker, so I didn't really hear what you said, if it was me or not. But, OG, I don't know. I'm just tired of New England guys. I'm just so sick of them. Sick of Gettleman, sick of Judge. Flores, to me, is another Judge, maybe more on steroids. And the thing is, he went through so many people. He went through three OCs. He went through two DCs. He went through two or three O-line coaches in 3 years. I mean, we've got to talk stability here a little bit. And I just don't think – see, I think this is what's going to happen. I think Shane is going to want Dumbo there, and Myra is going to want Flores. And they said if they can't come to a consensus on a person, they'll go to one that they can. And that guy they'll come to a consensus on will be Frazier. So I think Frazier's going to end up being the head coach. But I don't understand why they didn't interview Caldwell or Peterson. Mm. They're both winning coaches.
I don't
they
like
both,
Peterson.
Well, Peterson,
I'm
hey, he went to the Super Bowl. I know.
But he's the fucking
Eagle.
And Charlie, I shut up because it's your time, but I just want you to say this. And rap, you know, you just throw this in there, your equation. Just, they know that Miami was a mess. So all that bullshit, and each situation was different. But I said, like I said in my opening statement, I think they will kind of definitely iron that out. Like they want stability behind it. And I don't know all the details behind it, but we've seen other teams do it. And if you really think about it, it's a miracle he was able to get so much with that lack of stability. So that is an issue.
No, he's,
but I think that's something that they talk about. I don't think you just kind of just throw the numbers up there without looking at every particular reason why. So I do see what you're saying, and that is definitely a concern, but I don't think that's like a deal breaker for them, especially if they kind of talk about everything and how they want to move forward. And plus, people learn from their shit, too. So, you know, that's all I want to say, but people do learn. But that's all.
But
go ahead, Charlie.
I didn't want to step all over the opening.
Go ahead, bro.
Oh, that's all right. I just hate the whole New England Bella Liar lineage, and you know, they all think they're smarter than everybody else, and they all have this attitude like they're dictators. And, yeah, I just don't like the persona of these people.
Mm-hmm.
And you know, Flores might not be. He seems to be that way. Like he's an alpha guy, and he's going to take charge, and he wants to. I don't know. I think the Giants with him. I don't know. You know, he'd have to really tone it down, and that's not who he is. So. That's why I think if Dumbo doesn't want the job and he wants to go Miami, which he'd be smart if he did. Who the hell wants to? He's played in Buffalo.
He does.
I mean, he's been in New England. Why the fuck do you want to stay in the cold? Go to friggin' Miami and get warm. You're getting older.
Let me throw
this in there to both of you, gentlemen. You don't think that the GM, and this to the panel as well, you don't think the GM could be the difference between Flores' situation in Miami with attrition? With this GM, you see a better relationship and more of a continuity factor. And you
with Shane?
And I throw this in there. I tell you what, I'm not so hot on Frazier. You know what I'm saying? Like, that's the name I really don't get. He ain't never won nothing. He old. No offense.
Well, that's what I'm going to listen to. That's what I was gonna say to Charlie, because Charlie's up. You know, he's a vet like myself, so we won't be calling people old right now. We're just gonna use people vet. But here's the thing.
Here's the thing, though, because LRP is a good point.
He brings up a good point, and our ownership wants somebody who's gonna be here a 15-20 year coach. They want a Mike Tomlin. If you think they don't want to look, they don't want to say it like he was like we renting you know what around here, but they want a Mike Tomlin. So all that shit, no, he's not super alpha, Charlie. Let me tell you, the players, because I've been watching, I've been doing a lot of reading, too. The players really, really like him. The whole tour shit, it is what it is. Sometimes personality is, you know. So I'm not going to say it should ever get like that. You need to keep professionalism political. But I do believe the guy learned from it, unless he's a smart dude. But it was just, he didn't get along with his GM. It was the whole tour thing. But I don't think that he has an issue with the players, or the players have an issue with him. In fact, I'm reading... You know, quite the opposite. That's all I'm saying. Go ahead, Charlie.
Hey, look, I already see a problem to begin with between him and ownership and the GM. You know, he's not going to want Daniel Jones at all. He doesn't want.
You know, look, just like Sean probably don't want
don't
him.
Don't put that
he
on me,
right thing too. Yeah, just like Joe don't really want him, don't mean he ain't going to say the right thing either, Charlie. The man wants his job more than anything.
I'm just saying he knows who Daniel Jones is. He's got eyes. He's going to say this guy sucks. You think Tulu is bad? Jesus Christ.
You know what
you
they're
going to
do, though, Charlie? Listen, they're going to put him on offensive probation. They're going to say, look, we want stability. That means we want to keep it offensive coordinator. I'm telling you, they're going to have this talk. First of all, if you see the leak that he, I think it's a dude from Alabama, if I'm not mistaken. I think I posted the article. They leaked who his offensive coordinator is supposed to be, and they did that shit on purpose, Charlie. I'm telling you, this is very intentional, and it's really to cut all the critics out. You know, I forgot the person's name. I think it's the offensive coordinator from Alabama. It's a college coach who's supposed to be his offensive coordinator. So they're already talking about his coaching staff, which tells me volume. You don't hear that shit coming from the other camps. I'm telling you, I don't post everything I read, but I'm gonna read motherfucker. Now, if you don't believe me, I will post it.
No, we believe you.
I'm telling you. I'm telling you, man. I'm reading between the lines. And go ahead, Tom.
But Myra came out and said, "We fucked this kid up." You know, not like this kid.
But that's
Myra. but we fucked him up. Yeah, but the thing is, the GM has bought along this too. He said he's going to build his team around stupid
Johnny, and any coach who comes here is going to have to sing that shit for the first few games. Look, he's not going anywhere, Tommy, but let me now you're on a different subject. Let me say this real quick, because I got a lot of things. But let me say this real quick, Charlie. We're getting a quarterback this year. We may move. Listen, I don't know where we're getting. It could be a Mariota. It could be a James. It could be anybody. But the thing is this. I think we could possibly move back a little bit with one of these picks. And if a Willis or Pickett is there, we may go there. But we're going to say the right thing. There's no reason to say anything different right now. There's no reason, Charlie. So don't get all, they're going to do this. You don't know what the fuck they're going to do. But I believe, and I don't know this to be a, but I think we're going to pick somebody else up. Well, and I don't think it's free agent because they don't want just anybody. We don't have the money. So it says they're going to – and they say this dude can develop on both sides of the ball. So I do believe we're going to get a quarterback somewhere, man. We got to. So
we're going to get Mitch Stavinsky. That's who we're going to get.
No,
we're going to get him cheap. He knows him in Buffalo. He was in Buffalo. Shane knows him.
No,
He's coming. He's cheap.
He's going to Miami with Dayball.
Man,
we don't know if Dable's going to Miami.
Hold on,
yet.
Real quick.
You're a
boogeyman.
You're a boogeyman in me today, man. I'm sorry, Charlie. I'm putting the defense up on there. I'm going straight Golden Child, me up in the air, Wu-Tang style, all that
time
shit.
Out.
Nope, no boogeyman today.
Time
man.
Out. Time out. That was a good debate. But, Charlie, I ain't going to let you sit up there and bring up no damn Trubisky. Doing that. I'm not going to let you do that. Stop it right now.
His stats are a lot better than Jones's stats. You ever look his stats up?
Better than Jones,
for God's sakes. He doesn't fumble 1,000 times. And he's got a better touchdown to interception ratio.
You are
I'm telling you.
Out.
That's who's coming.
We know that they're going to bring
cheap.
Somebody
he's
in
here,
Charlie. Listen, there's going to be somebody in here, and I don't think you wait. You don't wait. We got too many picks. You don't wait, bro. No, I'm sorry. We're not waiting for next year to get a quarterback. I don't believe we don't have money for that. We're going to get a quarterback this year. Watch. It's going to be we're going to move back, and we're going to grab a picket of Malik Willis,
we're like 12
or 13. Watch. Pick up an extra pick, move back to 12 or 13, and we pick one of them up, and we develop them. And, and Jones will start. He'll get a chance to play. This dude can't not even healthy, let alone all the bullshit he's doing when he is healthy. Uh-uh, man. This is no fucking way. There is no way we ride with this motherfucker. Who's the backup?
I agree.
I don't see us moving back. I don't see that, OG.
Well, we don't move back that. Even if we don't pick a quarterback. Oh, we moving back. Even if one of those, either with the fifth or the seventh, I guarantee you we're not picking five and seven. No fucking way. I bet good money we're moving back with one of those picks. And even if we don't pick a quarterback, I guarantee you we're moving back. Guarantee.
Guarantee?
If you want to put
I
money
look at it like
guarantee?
This. Let me get him in here for a second. See, Murder, where you at?
Fifth
what's going on,
seven.
Baby?
What's up, E?
Let me, ain't nothing, brothers, what's going on? Let me jump in here because I love the energy because I've been bringing it all week, so I love to be fed it as well. No pauses on that. Love my brothers. Listen, as far as moving back, that's going to be determined by the first three picks or if somebody wants a quarterback and they move up. That's the only way that's going to happen. If somebody jumps us for a quarterback, we'll move back. But if nobody jumps up for a quarterback, we're not moving back. And if nobody picks the first two to three picks that somebody didn't realize, we're not moving back because we need to stay in that position to get what we want. See, moving back is where we fuck up because somebody jumps us and then we looking stupid again in the situation. So why move regardless to get what you want? Now, the seventh pick,
that's different. More picks.
But I don't
more
think
picks.
Five is going nowhere. Seven maybe, but I don't think five is going nowhere at all.
But let me ask you, you don't think – you don't think that we want to get more picks? Like, I think we need more picks. Now, I want you to debate that with me. I mean, I think
it depends on
I don't think we really think. Let me just say this. I don't think there's anything that we need in the top 10. Only thing there is receiving.
Well,
they don't got – and let me just make a point, bro, because I know you like kind of say this thing out, and I mean, I want to hear your argument behind it because I really don't believe that there's anybody for us to even get top 12, that really the value's not there for what we need. Please argue from that standpoint, because I'm trying to understand.
Let him go so I could go. Let him go. Don't nobody cut
no,
him.
I'm done.
Go
no,
keep on.
No, I'm done. I'm done.
Okay. First off, for the last 10 years, what we've always needed was right there. We fucked up more than 7 to 8 times in getting it and choosing the wrong one. Evan Neal is going to be there. Tyler Lindenbaum is going to be there. We need that more than anything in the world. Nobody raise your hand because I see people so anxious to speak. That is what we need. Top 12, we can get them both at 5 and 7. You fix this line immediately. That's it. I don't need to go too far. Now we can go and switch to anybody who else wants to comment. We need 2 offensive linemen. If not, a game-changing defense.
I argue we can get them, though. I argue we can get them and get an extra pick. That's my only argument. I do agree with you, E. We definitely know that. Nobody's going to debate that. But my argument is this. We can pick up an extra pick and move back 4 or 5 slots with that number 7, you know, and get an extra lineman and get a quarterback. We can get an extra lineman. That's all I'm saying. Because somebody is going to move up.
That's what I said is based off. So we had a standstill. We had a standstill. That's what got to happen. In order for something to happen, that's what got to happen. Somebody got to jump up in between that 1, 2, and 3 spot that's so thirsty for a quarterback, give up the farm, and then we can do that.
Listen, I was taking a step further. I'll say what they don't move up for a quarterback, they move up for one of these receivers that they're in love with. That's what they move up for, not a quarterback. Because it's really only receivers who is at the top of the heap from what I'm hearing. Now, you know, I'm open to that.
What? I don't know where that report came from.
There's a linebacker. I know, in one edge rusher. But from what I'm hearing, it's like the top 12 is like maybe 6 or 7.
And Stingley from LSU was the cornerback. And oh man, it's guys, brother, that's coming out in this draft. If anything, they're talking about the quarterback, which is the weakest. Which we know that ain't it.
You said the corner or the corner?
Stingley from LSU. But again, I think Steve is saying as far as what we need, it's not a lot to go on in the top 10. But where I'm with you on E. Pause. I'm with you, E. On look, man, at 5 and 7. You can definitely get those 2 beasts of an old lineman and change your whole mystique of your old lineman. Me personally, y'all already know what type of mantra that I'm on, and I'm going to keep on saying it. One of those picks got to go to get Obama. I'm sorry. It just has to happen.
Obama? Who the hell are you talking about, Trey?
How many times he asked LRP?
How many times he asked Obama?
Here, he's talking about Russell Wilson, bro.
That happened last week.
Oh, okay.
He's dead
serious. Come on, man.
I know he's dead serious, but it's so crazy because, like, how many times we go through this? For real.
I don't know what you're talking about.
I know you smoke, bro, but damn.
No, I don't smoke. What? You know, that shit is plural right now. You understand?
You know, the only thing I can think about, right? Hold on, fellas. I got a moment coming up. You know, the only thing I think about when you said I smoke, and Shay said, I know you smoke, I only got the moment of we standing outside down the block and you popped the trunk.
Oh, man.
That's the only thing I got in my mind when I heard that.
Oh, I thought you was going to those people sitting on the phone on the curb, those vendor dudes. That was hilarious.
We're talking about the Shakes and OG conversation. I shake crept over there like Snoop Dogg. Y'all know the rest.
Hey, man. Is that the last of it?
No. I hear you though, man. So what's your take on these coaches, man? I need to hear it from you, baby. What you talking about, man? Who's going to be the coach, man?
It's crazy because, like, Flores comes in with that whole package shit, but they shut that package shit down. But the thing about it is, is that the ownership really likes Flores, so I don't know. And then with the bowl, like, to me, honestly, I don't want that. And it's not even a knock against him. It really ain't. It's just a knock against the whole system. Like, I don't want the whole fucking Buffalo Bills shit to be our shit. Like, I'm sorry. I get, all right, Shane, that's great. Okay, good. But now we got to have the whole shit, bro. Like, you know what I'm saying? So, you know what, he going to bring in his defensive, like, his defensive assistants from Buffalo and all. No, man, no, man, no. No. No, I'm sorry. And if he is the guy, I'm not going to be totally upset, but I'm going to be a little disappointed. I'm just going to be honest with y'all. I'm going to be a little disappointed, but I'll see how he does. But, Flores, I guess if, you know what I mean, this is all the candidates and this is shutdown season after Frazier, from the candidates that I've seen or they have interviewed, yeah, Flores is my guy. I wanted Harbaugh. I wanted them to look at the guy in Kansas City. Like, what the fuck? They ain't even interview him. The guy in L.A. as somebody brought up last week.
You talking about Bianami?
O'Connor. Like, yeah. And then Martindale from Baltimore. Like, there was some guys out there that y'all could have interviewed. Even if y'all didn't interview my guy in Harbaugh, there was some guys. And I'm like, bro. But I ain't mad at Morris.
Martindale was
honestly, man, I didn't think I was gonna be here, but honestly, I really want Flores now. So anything, Daboll would be a disappointment because I don't. His 2009 and 2012 record was putrid. Everything before he, first of all, that was putrid. But before Allen, he didn't have shit. Come on, Allen can make anybody look good, man. I don't give a fuck what this dude did, man. I mean, he's not. You know, I don't want somebody. I don't want this rookie ass, young ass motherfucking GM paired with a rookie ass coach. I don't want it. I want to, you know, I want somebody with head coaching experience. So, young minds. We need young minds
hey,
that
Steve,
can collaborate.
You're going to get disappointed again. Hey, look,
another,
it's time. It's,
Charlie,
it's time for
real
a
quick,
brother
I'm sorry.
As a head coach.
Hold that real quick.
It's time for a brother there, right?
Right.
Okay,
real
time,
quick. Hold it. Real
for,
quick, Charlie. Hold on.
Go ahead. Yeah.
That's another thing about the bowl with me is that Shane is a first-time GM. Then we're going to have a time head coach too?
Yeah.
Like, ain't nobody out this motherfucker?
No,
Real quick, before we want to bring another caller into this conversation now that takes us through a new log on the fire, we got J-Rock with us. Peace, guys.
The Rock. Charlie's about to
say something crazy. Y'all can go.
Go ahead, Charlie, because I know you're about to say something crazy. Go on, bro.
What? No, I just
said,
Steve, when is the Giants not disappointed you? So that's all. I just think the compromise candidate is going to be Frazier. That's all. I think Myra's going to want Flores. And Shane's ain't going to want him. He's going to want the pizza man. And then they're going to say, well, we can't decide on a compromise. I mean, we can't get to together, but how about Frazier? And then they'll go, yeah, I'm fine with him. Shane will say, I'm fine with him.
I would rather have Caldwell than Frazier. I like Caldwell better than Frazier, but I'll take Frazier.
Shakes, he is pizza man. He's going to come to the press and he's going to have pizza stains on his shirt. And we're going to...
He called him Dumbo the first time. Yeah,
he's
pizza man.
He looked like he'd be flipping and tossing the dough. I can't.
Making the pizza.
You want the Michelin man? You want him, like, representing our team? We have to...
See? Why you do that, Charlie? Because now every time I see him, I'm going to see Kevin James in the pit. Making
yeah,
a pizza.
That's why I'm
every time I see him now.
J-Bow.
I
can't hire him,
man. I'm trying to think sensibly here, man. I'm getting dead serious about this right now, fellas. that serious, man.
Yeah,
it's
I know you.
I'm serious. First of all, hey. I would really like to have Caldwell over Frazier, but I won't be mad at Frazier, but I really believe they want a younger person in here. They're like, look, man, this old guy shit ain't working no more. We
How
need somebody who can relate to these damn players. What's that?
How old is Frazier? He can't be that old. Was he 55?
He's 62.
That's a long time not winning, though, man. I don't want that.
I mean, I know
I'm telling you, they're not fucking with Frazier, man. But he is not a head coach. He should know that by now, and it's okay. It's okay to be that, you know. Some people in life just beat, and that's fine. You got to make nobody nowadays.
How about that
you
Italian guy? How about the Italian guy?
Oh, my God. Who is
Italian?
And we'd
all be shocked.
Who the fuck is he? I'm a guy.
He used to be with a giant.
Italian guy.
He used to be with a giant.
Well,
he probably
got an Italian guy.
I'm like, who the fuck is this dude? And who is this? Who is Denver's coach? Where did Denver get their coach from? I never heard of that dude.
Are you talking about Louis A?
Yeah. The mafia. The mafia is gonna go tomorrow. Look, I got something you can't refuse. But this is our guy. He's our boy.
Hey, it makes sense because we were talking about Chris Murray earlier, and he like Christopher Moltisanti.
Yeah.
If I was a douchebag, but you know,
and they probably got so much shit on Chris. The mafia's probably got so many pictures.
That's why he's in the movie.
They're going to end up with that guy, I'm telling you. He'll end up being the coach. Oh, God. Now, look, I'm just sitting back. We'll know by Saturday unless, you know, they throw it all up in the air and they decide to interview more people. But it should be over by Saturday morning. They should make a decision. Frazier's the last guy they're interviewing. And, you know, they should come up with a dude that they want. I mean, we should know Saturday morning.
Flores and Patrick Graham, the band back together. They're going to bring in an all-perfect coordinator from Alabama. And we're going to get the win around this motherfucker. That's what it is.
I hope so. I mean, I hope, you know, I don't, yeah, I want to win.
Like
I don't
know what
you know.
Less
as long as somebody has fresh eyes. And no ties with Jones, then I know he ain't going to play.
Show him, man. Show him, listen. Show him he's going to do the right thing, man.
I'm just saying. You talking about Graham being defensive coordinator, Flores being the head coach. That's a lot of brothers making decisions.
Yo, that'll be dope. Can you imagine some brothers on the side? I'm good.
I
believe Flores wants his job enough. But he knows he's going to be humble enough. First of all, they're going to look. They're going to talk to him. Look, we got to have this offense has to be stable because, you know, for Daniel Jones and all that. So that they already hired that out. He's not going to come for the interview. He's like, yeah, I want Deshaun and all that other crazy shit. Everybody wants to keep saying it's a package deal. No, stop that foolishness, man. That's stupid. That's really ridiculous to keep saying that shit. The dude is coming here knowing that Daniel Jones is going to be here. Everybody can see that shit. Even when you see him on Good Morning America and all that other shit, everybody knows Daniel Jones is going to be here. So just stop it. Like, come on. Everybody knows he's going to be here for at least one more year. So, you know, I mean, I just hate that everybody acts like, oh, he can't do this because he wants Deshaun and all that, man. So... he knows he needs to create stability at the offense no matter who the quarterback is, but everybody knows Danny Jones is going to get his fair shake, and he deserves it. But we deserve our security, too. So we're going to have a viable backup. Go ahead, LLP. I'm sorry.
Fair shake. He's going to be on the IR
I was trying to beat my mother from the cell, but I am feeling it tonight, though. I'm sorry.
Look, we're going to know in two weeks that they're going to be announcing that Daniel Jones is having neck surgery. Mark it down. Watch what happens. He's having neck surgery. And then they're going to say he's going to be out for 4 to 6 weeks or months, and then but he'll be ready for the start of the season. That's what we're going to hear, guys. And the guys
we're
going to
have a good defense, and we're going to have a good running game.
Can I just ask a question real quick, please? I just want to hear the answer to this. Charlie, you are a senior in this situation. Let me just ask you this one question, and I'm going to get out of the way. Why would you want to hear that is my question. That's all I got to ask. Please nobody say nothing. So, Charlie, answer. Why would you want to hear that is my question. That's all. I'm just asking.
Because I tell you exactly what's going on. The New York Giants have already stated, the CIA has already stated that Jones has structural neck damage. They've already said that. Look it up. Google it and see what that means. Okay? Yes. Yeah,
That's what you feel because you read that. Right? No, I'm not against
you.
That's what you feel because you read that, right?
That's the first thing, okay?
The second thing is Daniel Jones himself said,
I will not be ready for contact until August. Do you know when this guy got hurt?
Okay, now listen. Everybody heard that, right? I'm not against
And he's going to have surgery. He's going to have surgery because they're waiting for the inflammation to get down.
Mm-hmm.
And then they're going to say, by the way, we got to do fusion surgery on his neck. I'm telling you, it's going to happen. Just watch.
Okay. Listen, I get it. Now, my second question is only this. If he's the starter, game one, what does all of this mean? Because I'm not against you. I'm with you. I'm like, okay, this is interesting. Charlie said it. No, I got to believe it.
Look, if he starts game one, he gets hit one time.
Game one,
that's it. He's done.
Okay.
He's done.
Listen, I'm telling you, Daniel Jones' career. Because let me tell you something. I'm not wishing it. I don't know if Charlie is necessarily wishing it to happen, but I do think it's likely to happen. I think his game is predicated around him being able to so-called be an athletic quarterback and all that shit.
Right.
He's done. I agree with Charlie. He's done. And I'm not going to come out and say it because I don't want to go
reason. Y'all fucking right, bro. It takes Charlie for y'all to talk right.
It just takes somebody who ain't got no fucking emotional tie to Daniel Jones.
He's not going to be here.
Let me tell you something. They don't need to announce it. They don't need to do all that shit. All they need to do is let the medical do the medical. We're not going to telegraph what we're going to do and all that other bullshit.
That's exactly what I'm saying, bro.
That's what I'm saying.
They're not going to sit there and say, oh, we fuck Daniel Jones, get him up out of here as soon as they come into it. Yeah, they're going to say, yeah, he's our quarterback right now. Of course, that's what they're going to say. But I'm telling y'all, when week one come along, matter of fact, fuck week one. When the offseason come along, when they sitting there signing free agents, he will be gone.
Listen, I don't think he's going to be the starter, man. So. I mean, listen, I don't know what kind of charity shit we're going to put him on. Maybe we'll make a third string, you know, option until we say, I don't know. We may pay him for another year, but he's not going to, you know, he's not going to be the starting quarterback this year. I don't believe that.
So if he is, then what are you doing at that point?
We're just waiting, playing Russian roulette. We're waiting for him to get hit and fall, because he will. He's a goddamn fool. He's waiting on the bus stop. This dude can't move in the pocket. He got no pocket presence, man. This dude's going to get killed. Are you understanding? He might die on that field. You know it, and I know it. This dude cannot see motherfuckers coming. Something's wrong with him. Between that and not being able to run, it's over.
I can't argue this anymore. You know what I mean? If that's what you see, that's what you see. I just think... Mm-hmm. That he'll be one. The number to call in is 904-205-5796. That's the number to call in. Hashtag takedown on Twitter. Join us in the takedown room chat on the Twitter. Find the man, Trick or Trade, the media man, if you want to get that number set.
Come on,
so
Trey.
Baked chicken, bro.
He ain't. Hey, I'm telling y'all, y'all going to be wrong. Y'all going to be disappointed because I'm telling you, I tend to believe what they're going to say. Sometimes people actually show you who they are and you believe them the first time.
I'm
going
to tell you what Dane Jones' future look like. I'm going to tell you. All right? He going to get that surgery, just like Charlie said. All right? He going to be a free agent. You know what I mean? He ain't going to get inquired about until about September when they everybody know what's going on with that neck. But even then, somebody's going to sign him. He's going to be a backup. And he's going to be a backup all year long. They ain't even going to try to throw him in the goddamn game. I got you, LRP. But he's not even going to see the damn field next year, okay? There you go.
You hear that noise in the background? I put that on because this is the samurai murdering section. This is where these brothers start slaughtering up the body. You know what I mean?
He is done. D-E-D. Dead.
And you know what? No. You know what? We are always on one of these five guys because it's about five. If you just want to look at the quarter, I don't know who does y'all analytics or how y'all watch film or tape. I ain't getting into none of that with nobody. But it is five guys that can replace this guy, and they are there. So that's that. They're there. I don't want to hear nothing.
Let me ask you this, E.
They're going to have an opportunity. They got an opportunity.
Talking about quarterback, E?
Quarterback. I'm a little bit taken back because I thought my shit through and y'all just shot it down, and I really feel like we could still get one of them quarterbacks and move back two slots. Well, but now I think if we get that little whatever lineman we're gonna get, and then but I think we move back and then if we try to get cute and move back, if we think we can with one of those quarterbacks, I don't know who is picking in front of us, so I'm not even going to go there, but I don't know if they necessarily need quarterback, so if there's somebody... It's only four people, OG, I got you. It's Jacksonville, Detroit, the Jets, and somebody else. It's just one of the teams, brother.
Jacksonville's good. Detroit needs a quarterback.
That right, and I already know that they're going to get one, so we keep going. That's Kenny Pickett right there. Kenny Pickett's going to Detroit. Let's go.
Oh, hold on. Okay. All right. Now, let me ask you this. I ain't even arguing that might happen. But my issue was this.
Hold on.
All these
OG,
people
hold
saying
on.
Ain't no quarterback.
OG, hold on for
now,
a second. Hold on. It's Jacksonville, Detroit, Houston, the Jets.
There you go. There you go.
Okay.
Right
so
there.
There's two quarterbacks because Houston need a quarterback too.
Yeah.
So we're not.
They may.
Here's the thing.
They may like Davis Mills though.
So okay. So we're not getting a quarterback. We're not getting.
They gonna definitely get a quarterback.
They're definitely getting a quarterback. Chase said. So that's two guys right there off the board.
So, again,
mm-hmm.
I think we move back and we don't get a quarterback at this point. Then I think we get some either that or. Y'all ain't gonna let me finish. Either that, or we take one of those picks and we make we pack up, we get a trade, or maybe we'll get a Huntley. I don't fucking know. You know what I'm saying? Maybe we get a Huntley, motherfucker. We know we need one. Well,
bring my son here.
You can't do that.
Let's do it. You know he would. They asked me, "E, you with it?" He said, "He with it. E is with it. That's Mikhail. I'm with it. That's Lamar. That's Lamar Jackson.
Right now,
two.
Can we get a hug?
Let's get it,
Charlie. Where you at? With
oh, oh, it's
LRP.
What the fuck, y'all? Huh?
Are you saying Huntley, actual Huntley, or someone like him, like Malik
Willis?
Huntley,
like
him as the franchise quarterback.
Nah,
please, yo.
See, we ain't even go that far. See, we ain't,
y'all,
I don't
just
know
said
about that
pray
far.
For this man and be you, stop. You know
no,
what?
No, he said, can
I'm,
we get
I'm
on
going
Huntley?
Back. I'm going
to
go back.
I'm with it.
Going back to the back.
But you got
to
understand. Listen, he said, can we get on
Huntley? No, that's not
I
what
said,
he meant.
You know
I'm
with
I'm
that.
Sure that's not what he
but
meant.
But he ain't mean that. I'm for sure OG, and I don't got to speak for that man. We all know that. I know he did not say that as the 10-year quarterback that you put in place. If he does something to put himself in that position, yeah. But he's just talking about somebody better than Daniel Jones at this
that's
moment that we can win with the new regime.
But
I know
no,
what
no.
I know what,
but
he means. I know what he means.
All right, here's the thing. He said to get trade back or trade that seventh and get a Huntley. That's why if you trade in that seventh
no,
or
no,
you
didn't say that.
You trade in
franchise
quarterback.
Let me correct you.
Okay, go ahead.
No,
go ahead.
You
I'm
say that, bro.
Go to the background.
Okay, you misunderstood what I said. I said trade back. I said not get a quarterback. I said and you know and get something like a Huntley. Please thank you. No, I said earlier you can trade back and not get a quarterback. See, I'm not saying you trade
okay,
back
okay,
and
okay,
get
okay,
for
Huntley. Okay.
I'm not saying
right,
that, bro.
You.
I made the joke and said, you see how quick he changed that, meaning that we not getting a quarterback. But can we get a Huntley?
Yeah.
He said it right after that.
Exactly. Yeah, I mean, that's
I'm
the main reason because I didn't know who put in front of us. You see what I'm saying? I thought we could get one of these quarterbacks. And there's the reason why I jumped into E and I said, and I questioned because I said, everybody's saying, oh, there's no quarterback. But then you're saying, now these dudes are going to get picked at 3 and 4 and all that stuff, like we already knew. But all everybody wants to talk about is no quarterback, but watch how they get picked in the top 10 every fucking year. That's why I said we could move back and get one at 11 or 12, but now everybody's saying they're going top 5, and I'm not surprised by that. But everybody wants to talk about there's no quarterback until the top quarterbacks don't fit their liking, and all of a sudden, there's no quarterbacks there. You know, but no, we're just not getting one. I can live with that shit. But, you know, don't tell me there ain't no fucking quarterback, because if it was really not in the top 10, we could have got moved back to 9 or 10 and got a Malik Willis. And now I'm fucking pissed because I thought we could move back, but we still going to move back because we need two new damn picks. All right, I'm sorry. I'm done. I'm about to put this motherfucker.
OG, can I give you a conversation real quick, bro?
You already know
your situation. Of course, bro. Let me just tell you right now. Pickett is going to Detroit and Willis is going to Houston.
Well, that do not make me feel good, bro. Because now we got
to
move back.
I didn't say I was trying to make you
no,
feel
No, we
got to
feel some. We got to make sure.
I ain't trying to make you Charlie Berry.
We're going to get an edge rusher. We're going to get a lineman. And we're going to get a running back and another running back somewhere. Because we want to run the ball and play defense is what we want to do. We want the line so good that we just need somebody to hand the ball off the seat and not get hurt. So Daniel
and believe that we're looking for that dynamic quarterback. Believe that, brother. If you don't come from an organization having one without having an expectancy of getting one. You better not bring your ass in here and bring us something under them what you got already. What?
Can I just say?
No, hold on, real quick. I got a question.
Off topic, real quick. Can I say something real quick? Because I did an experiment. Just a quick experiment. Y'all know I play Madden and all that, and I experiment and all that, right? So this is what I did. So I did draft the combination of Evan Neal and Lindenbaum and shit, all that, right?
Mm-hmm.
And I played with it, right? Do y'all not know? Like, bro, it is so easy to run the ball with Saquon Barkley with that. I'm not bullshitting.
I swear to God, I love you.
It is so easy to run the ball with that combination. That's it. I'm out of the way. Yeah. Go ahead.
And hold on. Brother's been talking about two things. Brother's been talking about the two same things for the last 4 years. Hashtag get a side right. Hashtag can we get one? Can we just get one? And now we got a chance to get two. The anchor at center that we've been wanting for 10 years and the right tackle that we've been wanting for 10 years because we already have a left tackle, barring he stay healthy and keep improving for the next 10 years. Shout out to Shake because he's the only person that believed in Thomas.
Listen.
We didn't.
Not everybody believes Lindenbaum is the top 10. I know y'all do, but a lot of people think, you know, with his weight and everything like that, they just don't think that he's that. So, I mean, that's an arguable thing. I know we need one, but I think we would have to admit, if we were really truthful with ourselves, that he probably not ranked at that thing. So even though we would just be picking lead over,
so let me
over value
you
at that point. And listen, let me just say this.
Before we get too heavy into this, real quick, OG, let me ask this question. Because we're getting heavy into the draft, and we haven't even gotten a coach yet. So, and we're having serious debates about moving back and some serious passion about something that we have absolutely no idea. Keeping things in perspective, does all of these things that y'all just brought up change with the head coaching selection? For example, if Flores is hired, does that then change your thought process into thinking they go after a Russell Wilson like Shakes one? Because he just said something about two lines and running with Saquon Barkley and picking 5 or 7 with two linemen, which I don't think you could do that and still accomplish Russell Wilson. So you're sacrificing that.
Hell no.
Think about that.
Russell
in
Wilson
your
is not going to be sought after this year.
I am sacrificing,
that is too much money.
Sacrificing that seventh, that center, but I can get a center in later in the round. I'm definitely sacrificing that for Obama. What are you talking about? Let's go.
Just staying with the first part of the question, does your outlook change if it's DeBow versus Flores? And do you see a difference in how they draft and which way they will go based off of that coaching selection?
Okay, so you're asking me, I go first?
Yeah, go ahead. Flores to the panel, but yeah, you go first. And go down the line, Shakes, E, OG, Dollar.
You are my friend. You my friend, man. All right,
you are my friend. Friend.
For real.
How
for real. That was the melodious tones of LRP.
Just like the wind, we all blown away.
All right, so. One more time, though. Repeat the question for me.
Does your outlook envision... I know, right? Okay, motherfucker.
Drugs are bad, man. Don't do drugs, kids. Go ahead, though.
Does your outlook envision change as far as your draft blueprint based off of the coach? So if it's the
right,
pros,
you see a different
outlook than when they pick Flores.
Right. Yeah, because I had something. And I'm glad that I was first. All right, so anyway, right? The bowl... I think that's why I don't really trust and like that shit. Because I believe, and this is my humble opinion, just my opinion, y'all don't have to agree, but I believe that DeBoer would come in here and he would want to draft a guy, right? I think Flores would come in here and he would love a Obama, right? So, I think that's why it's swaying me with the Flores shit, you know what I'm saying? I think that's another reason. But, yeah, I think it is a difference in the head coach, yeah.
All right, and before you go, Charlie, for you, if it's Frazier, because that seems to be your pick, the same question you, but think of it if it's Frazier that's doing orchestrating the orchestra. But when it's your turn, go ahead, E.
I'm going to actually go last because – I want Charlie to go. I want to hear his answer.
Oh, and Frazier, if I'm going on Frazier, Frazier definitely going to go after Obama, too, so I'm not really against Frazier neither. So.
Well, when do I get to go? That's all. Just let me know when.
You can go now, bro.
You can go now because he relinquishes his time to after Charlie.
So what was my question to me again, LRP?
Same question. You can add in 3 different coaches. It's fine. So... with your draft selection and all the stuff that we just talked about, move back, picking 2 linemen, going lineman here, going defense here, not picking, you know, a quarterback and rolling with Jones, which coach do you have a different vision of the draft blueprint based off the coach that they select?
Well, I'm not even going to sit here and go there because I don't really like to just go too speculative on with nothing to go off of. I'll just speculate on the quarterback because that's what we got. And I think the draft really kind of is going to play out like the draft always does. Who picks before you and all that other stuff? It's too much into play with that. I mean, my general statement on the – before I go to the quarterback, my general statement on the draft would be that, I believe, number one, is going to be a defensive coach because I don't believe it's going to be Diablo. Number one, he really don't have enough experience, as a coach overall, and he's just as a head coach. So I don't think it's going to be him, and I don't look at him as a quarterback whisperer. We certainly don't have a Josh Allen. I think the organization realizes that, and a lot of so. With that being said, it's going to be a defensive coach, and I think that's really what they realize is this. Number one, the defense is strong, so they just want to improve the defense and improve the offensive line, obviously. So it's going to be all about run the ball and defense. With that being said, I think that it's not going to be too much pressure put on the offense this particular year, not unless they bring somebody dynamic in here through free agency quarterback-wise, but I'm not necessarily expecting that. So I think that Flores will go ahead and, watch the whole Daniel Jones thing play out, but I don't think we trade for no Obama. We ain't gonna be making no kind of move like that. We gonna be looking at a Mariota and Jameis Winston or something along those lines.
Oh, bro,
and,
stop that game and low shit, bro.
This thing, you going right after me, and I just don't think I just think that we ain't gonna be paying the big money for quarterback, man. We can hope to get like a Huntley or Mariota, or we might be a bit further. I don't know what we're gonna do a quarterback right now as far as free agency. I don't see it though. But go ahead, Shakes. I'm done.
Okay. All right, Shakes, you add in a rebuttal real quick and then Charlie.
Yeah, yo. All I had was, stop that aiming low. We're going for Obama, right? But, no, what I really want to say is this, though, to you, though. The question was, if the head coach was different, like, if Leslie Frazier was the coach compared to who everybody wants right now, Flores, right?
Flores.
Like, who you want,
mm-hmm.
Flores, right?
Mm-hmm.
Do you think that changes everything that you want to do as far as the draft and everything?
Mm-mm. No, not at all. Not even a little bit. Nothing. It's just, no, not at all. We know what we need to do. We know what we need to do. I mean, if we could grab one of them cornerbacks, it was in reach of seven. I think we even grab one with five. If it's Malik or Pickett, you grab one. And then you get the rest of the offensive linemen. I don't have a problem with that. Or move back, move that seven. Grab the quarterback for five, take that seven and give it to somebody else and then grab as many linemen and the edge rushers as you can. And then, that's what you do. They ain't got no money, free agency. So, they're going to try to cut some fat, man, but there ain't going to be but so much they can do. They said they're willing to eat some dead cap money, though. So we'll see what happens, man. But, yeah, that's my take. But the coach ain't going to really matter that much to me.
Formula, yo.
Okay.
But that's another show, though. I got the formula for the cat, man, but that's another show, y'all. I'll let y'all know later. Go ahead.
Right. Charlie, you still with us, bro? Are you?
Oh, yeah.
What we doing?
I've been listening. Yes, I have. Yep.
Flores,
yep.
Look,
I think the general manager is going to have the most say on drafting anyway. He's going to get some input from the coach. But Shane here is already, he already said when he was in Buffalo just a few days ago, he's already gone through the first four rounds. So he's already been studying the draft. It seems like this guy loves the draft. He loves going out personally and seeing these players and doing the grunt work because that's what he likes to do. And I don't think he's just going, he's going to have the final say on it pretty much. So I don't think no matter who the coach is, he's going to have the final say on where he wants to go, what he wants to do. He'll take their, input in there a little bit, but he's going to be the one making the decision. So that's the way I see. So I don't think it's going to make much difference who the coach is. I mean, everybody knows that we need to fix the offense. That's going to be the focus, fixing this offense. But they can't have, like we've already talked, I'm not going to get into it again, but we can't have the blind spot about a quarterback. You know, that's the thing is, Shane knows that you need an elite quarterback to do what you need to do in this league. He had one. He had Allen, you know. So he knows what we need, and so he's going to be looking. He's going to be, you know, he knows. I mean, the thing is like, you know, he talked a lot about process and, you know, it's going to take time and, you know, a progress. And so basically my question to him is, so if we're 5-12 next year, is that good for you because we won one more game? Or 6-11, is that good for you because we won one more game? You know, to me, that is not progress at all. I mean, progress to me is 8 wins, 9 wins. Okay, now we're moving in the right direction. But everybody's tapping everything down. There's such a low bar on this right now. You know, and I don't want to really get into it because we don't know who the coach is. We don't know who the DC is. We don't know who the OC is. We don't know who they drafted. We don't know who's in free agency. We don't know who they've cut, you know. We don't know any of that right now. So, I don't really want to get into it. But those are a few of my observations and I guess, concerns, I guess. But I guess that's a long-winded answer. But, yeah, that's it.
Oh, you know that shit was long when people just, you caught people off guard, like, all right. Ain't nobody know when to jump in, talk, or nothing, you know what I mean? Like, it was just a pause for a second.
Nah, I was just waiting my turn because I wanted to hear what everybody had to say.
You know I'm fucking with you.
You feel me?
I know.
No, it doesn't change the plan because Shane already let it be known. His head coach has to be philosophically
on board.
I was on mute. You didn't hear me
when I right after Charlie finished. My bad. That was my fault. I was on mute. I was saying that to you, Charlie, you didn't go long-winded. You brought in the element, and that was your answer. You believe that the general manager, and that's how the draft is going to go. I do have a follow-up question for everybody after that, after egos. But, you was good to go. And I also got your information, too, OG. And go ahead, E. My bad. Rewind.
No problem, philosophical. My answer does not change no matter who the head coach is, whether it be offensive or defensive, because he's already laid it out there and said the head coach has to match his same philosophy. He has to be in tune with him. Shane said him. He has to be in tune with me. We have to see things from the same lenses and be on the same page and have the same philosophy. So a lot of what we might of thought somebody was going to be, it still has to fit the agenda of what he does. And please let's not forget what he does. He is a scout. He is hands-on. He is analytical. He is in these players' faces, in these players' grills. So whoever's going to come here, they're still going to have to be a part of all of that right there. So I don't think nothing changes. I personally don't think anything changes.
That's Beast J-Rock. You want to shout at it before? Because I'm doing this for a reason. So, J-Rock, if you got something. All right. I'll do another one because usually maybe get to the headset. All right. So, that fits right into the way of getting back to what Sean is. Because we was getting into a heavy conversation about what we're going to do in the draft, how we're going to freak it, this, that, and the third. So getting back to who Sean is. Do you think he comes in here? Go ahead. Real quick, can that be his name, though?
Because, like, that Shane shit, like, it's confusing, bro.
I call him Sean, man. I don't care what I even know. If
I say Sean, man, y'all know who the fuck I'm talking about. Let's rock. Let's go.
For real, I ain't changing. I'm setting my ways.
You feel me?
For off. But, you know what I mean? That's his name. But who is he for real? And do you even foresee, is he a gunslinger when it comes to the draft? Does anybody even know the history? You know, but he didn't have that power before, so we can't say either or. But do you foresee this happening?
Well, he ain't got that power now.
You foresee him being
a
gunslinger like that? Moving back and wheeling and dealing and making deals and shaking shit? Or do you see him being conservative, taking what he got?
I see him being conservative.
OG, go ahead. You got it. You got it, OG.
I'll be quick. No, he's going to be conservative. He ain't even that sure of himself, man. He ain't gonna be, the first couple of years, he ain't been doing much of anything. And I besides that, I'm not sure he ain't a pup in any damn way. So definitely not going to be shaking and baking. No way.
And see, that's
I'm
what we can
real
quick, I was just going to say, that's the discussion that we're about to open up because we talking on a lot of craziness about what we're going to do in the draft when we don't even know the person who's about to do it. So I just thought it raises a good point. Go ahead, Chief.
Okay, great. Cause y'all know, just like OG said earlier, I read motherfuckers. So do I. So do I. You know what I mean? I read motherfuckers. Alright, so what I know about Sean is this, is that I believe he is that type of GM, that he moves and wheels and deals. From what I'm hearing, he was a big part of that Diggs deal that they made. The GM did not want to do that, but Sean was saying and pounding the table for him to do so. That's number one. Number two, he is very, very hands-on in the draft process. He's going out all over the place. And then he's back at the facility for the game on Sunday. This man is very hands-on. He knows these players. He knows what he's fucking doing. He is a very aggressive dude. He goes after what the fuck he wants. So me, I definitely think that he's that type of GM. Yes.
He might be, but not under our ownership.
So, OG, you think Mario's going to stunt his growth?
I think, listen, what I say is, I don't know if Ronnie matters, but I said, I don't argue anything Chase said, but I think he's going to be conservative the first year or two, is what I'm saying. That's all. I just think that, you know, it's going to take us a 1 year or two before we see exactly who he is. That's it.
And that's why I think Jones stays, bro. I think it's going to be this year and then bringing it back because who we're talking about would spawn this whole thing. I think Jones stays. And they pick a late round quarterback and give them competition. But who knows? I don't know. I have no idea what they're going to do. I don't know if that's lip service, but the dude said we're going to build an offense around him. I didn't take that kind of lip service from him yet. You know what I mean? So I'm going to believe him when he says. If he say that, then I don't see none of that moving back in the center third. I see him getting the linemen or getting the edge at 5 and 7. Or you get both linemen and then you get your D tackle in the second. I mean, there's many ways that they could flip it.
The fact that he is into the analytics like that means that he's going to come here and deal with that department for us as well. So I hear what OG is saying, and I'm not 100% against him at all because you can't be because Mara's name keeps coming up and his opinions and his thoughts keep coming up. And I get what he meant when he said the first couple of years. But guess what? He also wants to be the hero. When you are that age, which is the age that we are because Shane is our age, so Shane has not shown anything yet. But because of who he is and that heroism and the need to let us know he's truly in the building, there will be some things that are going to be done. But then we'll also be like, "Why this didn't get done?" Because that's the part we'll know that Mara's still involved in. But do I think he's the guy to get us where we need to be based on just his 20-plus years of experience and where he came from? Hell yeah.
Absolutely. You closed that out perfectly, man. With 30 minutes left in the live portion, everybody got it in. That was a dope-ass conversation. Hope y'all enjoyed it. We're going to switch gears a little bit and talk about these playoffs coming up this weekend. Ain't really had a chance to touch on it because of all the Giants news. And shout out to Charlie from Maine. We appreciate that brother spending some time with us this evening on. But he is he rolled out. He probably had to go. But he wanted to join the conversation for the last 30 minutes of the live portion. 914-205-5796 is the number to call in. Hashtag the Shakedown on the Twitters. Join us in that Shakedown chat. And switching gears, man. We got the Rams and Niners, and we got the Chiefs and Bengals. Chiefs and Bengals. Do y'all think that what they gave what they gave us last week was the Super Bowl? And you think these, like, do you foresee a repeat performance in the NFL this weekend with these games?
I guess it's on me since ain't nobody want to jump on, right? yeah.
Well,
no.
Real quick, did anybody have any final remarks about what we just spoke about, all that shit? I mean, anyone, if anybody had a final point, I didn't want to cut nobody off. I thought each kind of dropped the mic.
Actually, I didn't even hear what he had to say. I had stopped away for a second. So,
oh, shit. Free in the woods, bro. Free in the woods.
I know.
Sorry.
Well, go ahead, bro.
Did you want to say something, G? OG?
I said, I'm over here frying pork chops. I'm good.
Oh, all right. as far as the California battle, I don't know. I think that definitely is going to be maybe a close one.
Are you stuck for it, though?
I am because I like the California battle. And I'm happy that Beckham is actually getting a chance to try to win a championship. Even if it is the NFC championship, like, for him to actually go for a championship, that's great for him, man. And so I'm definitely going to look forward to, I'm definitely looking forward to watching that. And just to see what Stafford does, too. Is he going to choke like he regularly does, or is he going to the bowl? You know what I'm saying? That's going to be interesting, man. I'm definitely looking forward to that game. And then Kansas City and Cincinnati is going to be an offense. Fucking my God. Man, like, they might put up 100 points, right? Like, shit. Oh, yeah. Man, it should be exciting.
I want Odell to have a good game. I really do, but I do not want them to win at all.
You don't want L.A. to win? You want San Fran to win?
I like the ball that they play, man. I mean, they got all those big name superstars. I like Garoppolo, man. I like, you know, look, behind that look, man, he gets it done. That offensive line ain't really, you know, nothing to play with, son. So I like the ball that they play, man. So yeah,
person to actually back up Garoppolo on this airwaves, on this show.
I know. I like the Garoppolo, man. I like the dude. You know, and I like the, you know, obviously
he's
I like the Shanahan, serious, man. You know.
He's doodle, baby.
I like the whole team, though, man. I just like the team, man. I like the offensive line.
Yo, can Debo get, like, some advertising deals or something? Like,
man,
yo,
Aaron Donald,
no.
Disrespect that man, too, though. You see that, right?
Yo,
his move
by the crazy, like, like commercial for him, bro. Like, you know what I mean? He rides down the street in the bike and shit, and they like, Debo is coming. And you got Hide the Chains like on Friday. Yo, that shit would be hot. That shit would be hot.
Boy, Aaron, you know, Aaron Donald disrespecting that man. Talking about who's Debo.
Who's that dude? Damn, I forget my man and do the right thing, man. Radio Raheem and shit.
Mm-hmm.
Radio Raheem with the boombox.
You see that big ass radio?
You said what?
Every time they come up, they got that big ass radio because I can't survive without my radio.
Yeah.
No, I think they got nacho in the box with cheese. Is nacho that dude?
Hell no, this is easy.
That easy 302, who that?
Oh,
yeah, what's going on, fellas?
Ivan, yeah.
Oh, that's Ivan. Oh, okay. See? I wasn't supposed to know that, America.
Hey, no, I don't know why. I did the same thing, but what's going on, Lieutenant Ivan?
What's up, Ivan? What's going on, bro?
Man, oh, Ivan, man, oh, man. Yeah, man. You know, I'm... You know, I see you guys talking about the games, you know, so I want to go off topic in that, but, you know, for me, I'm definitely looking forward to hopefully seeing a Chiefs-Rams Super Bowl. Definitely want to see Odell on that stage. I want to see Odell in the media week, you know, when the media, you know, asks all the questions. I want to see him out there having a good time, and I think he deserves it, you know. I don't have anything against San Francisco, but if San Francisco get in that Super Bowl and play the Chiefs, they don't have a shot because they're not going to score enough. We've been here. You know, we've seen this show already, you know, and they can make it close and it could be low scoring in the beginning, or they could even be up and the Chiefs have a bad start and the score is 13-7. You know what I mean? Then
right,
the Chiefs
right.
go bam, bam, bam. You know, three scores, game over, right? You know, the 49ers not a team that can run away and hide on the scoreboard from the Chiefs. So even though the Chiefs, to me, are a flawed team in many ways, you know, they got that man that just, you know, he erases all that, you know. And but the Rams, catch them on the right day, the Rams might go blow for blow with them, you know, and we get another, you know, offensive explosion like we saw with the Chiefs and the Bills. So I'd rather that in the Super Bowl.
Right.
And not to mention, the Rams got difference makers on that defense, too. They got guys that could come up with big plays. You know, you get Von Miller, you get Donald. They may make a play that turns that Super Bowl in their favor. So I think that, to me, that's the Super Bowl I want. And I want Mahomes there because, you know, the dude is greatness. And I want to see greatness on the big stage. No knock on the Bengals, because if they found a way to win, I actually like that team. I like Burrow, and I think it'd be cool for the Bengals to get on that stage and maybe win their first Super Bowl. So I got nothing against the you know, I'm happy. You know, Tom Brady's out, Aaron Rodgers is out. You know, all these guys that I wanted out are out. You know, so it's house money now. You know,
yeah, the only one to me is San Fran, man, because what they got like five of them? They got five,
yeah,
man.
Yeah.
I don't want them to get no more.
Yeah, and I don't think San Fran gonna win. You know, if I had to rank them in 1, 2, 3, 4, and odds they're fourth, but I agree with you. I don't want to see San Fran, you know, do any winning. They've had their glory days, and damn it, they don't need no more. You know,
right?
So,
exactly.
So you know, as far
I
as
I need to see a Rams team Super Bowl too.
I wouldn't mind seeing the Rams Bengals on either, though. And
Rams
Bengals
right?
would be an excited one, too.
Think about that. You get Aaron Donald on a big stage. I mean, everybody know he great, but, you know, let him be out there. Let him get his publicity. You know, let all the attention focused on him that week. He deserved it, man. This guy's one of the greatest defensive players just came into this league. He deserves that stage. Odell deserved that stage. You know, the Duke Cup, I mean, he's doing his thing. He deserved that stage. So, and then Stafford, all that suffering in Detroit. Everybody is saying this guy, you know, this guy's just average. You know, he's just like Matt Ryan. This guy don't got it, you know, and now he get on that big stage and, you know, he get his shot after dealing with, you know, with a dysfunctional franchise for all those years.
You know, let him get on that big stage too, you know? So to me, it's just so many great stories with the Rams. You know, so I would love to see it. But once again, I'm playing with house money. I got Aaron out of there, got Tom Brady out of there. You know, even though the Rams did everything in their power to give it back, I mean, goodness, I was watching that game, and I was so damn mad and frustrated because I was like, you can't make this shit up. You know, it was almost like they had money on the game. They did everything they could possibly do to give that game away. So I'm glad that, you know, that they didn't. Yeah, so glad it turned out the way it did.
No, that's what's up. And I ain't mad at it. What about you, E? What's your thing about these? You ain't really touch on OG. Feel free.
Well, I can go back to it at the beginning of the season, you know, when I spoke about it possibly being a Rams and Kansas City Super Bowl. Here we are, 20 weeks later. There it is. Feel me? So I'm kind of spot right on. I don't care about that because I just want to see these two games live up to what we saw, because that was your question and premise. And I'm going to be honest, I don't know, man. I mean, don't get me wrong. I think the games are going to be good, but I also do think this. A lot of effort was put into these games the last week. So if we see a little bit of sluggishness, if we see a little fatigue kicking in, don't be mad at these guys, man. They left it all out there on the line to get to this point. Adrenaline is one thing, but attrition is another. Those type of games make you tired, man. They're barn burners. They're energy takers. They're adrenaline rushers. They take a lot, man. So, no, I don't expect to see what I saw, and I want to be wrong. But I do think that we're going to get something exciting just because it's this weekend and just because it's the type of games that it is. But I'm looking for the Chiefs to handle the Bengals only because of the experience and the weapons. And I'm looking for the Rams to handle the 49ers because defensively, secondary-wise, the Rams are way better than the 49ers. They'll probably let Debo go off because that's what it is. But outside of that, they are locking it down these days, man. So that's my opinion, bro.
I don't think there's, you know, they cannot be a realistic expectation that these games live up to what we saw in that Chiefs-Bills game. You know, that's one of those games that you get every so often, make you glad you're a football fan, make you glad you had the TV on. But, you know, that type of game don't come along, you know, that often. Even in a conference title game, even in a Super Bowl. That may be, you know, hell, I feel confident in saying it, that's the best game out of these playoffs in total that you're going to see. I was telling someone, I said, you know, the Bucks game and that game were both great for different reasons. The Chiefs and Bills game was great due to the excellence in quarterbacks playing at the top of their profession. The Bucks Rams game was exciting and great for the incompetence, you know, that we saw in that game. You know, where you had two teams just doing dumb stuff after dumb stuff, trying to, you know, give the game away. So to me, both those games, while they were great for different reasons. But two quarterbacks playing at that level, man, we may see Mahomes go crazy, but I don't know that, you know, Burrow's going to step up to that level. And I like Burrow a lot, but that level, I don't know about that.
Lost my train of goddamn thought.
I did too, because something that he had said. his soliloquy that I was going to say something about, but I was going to let you go. You was trying to catch your thought. I lost mine. I said, but go ahead.
Motherfucker ran away. It's like, damn, I thought you had him. Well, I thought you was going to catch
him. I ain't got him, bro.
And the ball just hit the ground. It's all good. You know what I mean? Yeah, next play. But, yeah, I don't think we're going to get a repeat performance, especially with San Fran and Rams. I don't think that's going to, I think they're going to score points, but it'll be, you know, it's going to be a, that's just my opinion. I think they're going to easily handle San Fran. And shouts out to San Fran for making it this far. They ain't no slouch. I ain't going to, don't make it there if you're a slouch, but. I think the Rams are going to be riding on a different wave, more dominant wave, skill-wise. So,
see,
we'll see.
I think of, and I'm sorry if I'm cutting you off, but I think that
you're not.
In the NFC side of the thing, it's more grit, grimy. You know what I mean? Who's the toughest of the tough? And in the West, San Fran has L.A. number for, what, the last 2-3 years? So, I mean, it comes to a point in time where you're like, yo, the bully can't, you can't keep on hitting me like this. You know what I'm saying? And you got to fight back. So I think that the fight back is going to be interesting, but I don't think it's going to be to the part of Bills Chiefs thing. I think that's a mark that I don't think no game can really, really match or get to. But I would say that looking at the other side, on the AFC side of the things, Chiefs, Bengals, that shit going to be a fucking fire, fucking shootout too. So even if it's not on the part of Chiefs, Bills, it's going to be Chiefs, Bengals. And that's going to be pretty exciting too. You know what I'm saying?
I think
so,
Barrow ready for the smoke.
Look, it's not like the Chiefs is so some juggernaut defense where they can absolutely stop Barrow and you like Barrow got to overcome some shit. Now Barrow has to overcome, you know, the inexperience factor. This is your first time being in something like this and the big stage of it all. Yeah, but you know what I mean?
Listen, the man got. His offensive, yeah, his offensive line don't show up, and it can get ugly this time. Okay, he's lucky he wasn't hurt. That was ridiculous. His offensive line got to play better.
Yeah, man.
I like the field a lot, man. But come on, but last weekend was probably the best weekend of football I can remember in a long. I can't actually remember a better weekend of football. All those games were excellent. I giggled, laughed. I had a great time watching them games. I mean, it was unbelievable.
It was exciting.
Unbelievable. And I hope that we get much more. So I'm not going to put anything, you know, past it. I mean, who knows what can happen this week. I expect to see competitive football, man. I really do. So I'll be looking forward to it.
Ivan, did you have something? You was about to say something.
I was going to say, if you rank the four defenses in order, the Chiefs are the worst defense this weekend. So, I mean, you know, there's definitely an opportunity for Burrow to do his thing. If I'm not mistaken, they played this year, and I want to say the Bengals beat them. You know, and they put some points up on them, too. If I'm not mistaken, the Bengals, you know, they did play this year.
I look it up right now.
There's somebody. I researched that. I don't remember. It's been a cloudy, foggy season.
That's a good point. And, you know, and if they don't really get behind, and if they, as long as they're not one-dimensional, I really think, like you said, you know, he can do a lot with that line. But if he has to sit back there and, you know, and knowing he's got to throw it all the time, it's going to – as long as they can stay balanced, then I think, like you said, the defense, you know, won't do too much to stop him. So – it should be good one either way, though.
Yeah, and it's just so crazy because, to me, when I look at all four rosters, and I've had this conversation during the year, the Chiefs roster 1 through 53, they're not a great roster. When you got guys, you know, that play at the level that they play, right? Because Kelce Hill and Mahomes, these are, they're on course to be Hall of Famers, and playing at the top of their profession. And then you got like one or two defensive guys that'll get back there when they need to. But overall, the team as a whole, they're not a great team. The Bengals 1 through 53 are a better roster. The Rams are a better roster. 49ers are a better roster. But they got the equalizer, or as Andy Reid called them, the Grim Reaper. You know, and that's what I always say. When you got that quarterback, yeah, when you got that quarterback, they could cover up. You know, it's like they're like potpourri. You know what I mean? They cover up a lot.
Holy shit. So, you know, real quick, and you continue, but they did play each other back in January 2nd, and the Bengals won 34-31. And the breakdown is crazy. Joe Burrow went 30 for 39, 446 yards, and 4 touchdowns.
I watched the game.
No,
I watched the game. I didn't remember, but I knew they had won.
Crazy.
I knew Burrow had a good game. Yeah.
But yeah, go ahead. So yeah, you.
No. I you know, it's like, yeah, my memory is so, it's like, you know, I you watch stuff, but then, you know, my mind start playing tricks on me. You know, did I watch that shit? Did it happen?
Right. No.
But I vividly remember Burrow getting loose on them, and it was like, yo, this Chiefs defense can't stop these guys. You know what I mean? And yeah, you know, I just couldn't remember, did Mahomes pull it out at the end, or did, you know, did they lose? But I thought they did lose though. So yeah, so there's that. You know what I mean? He's gonna be able to eat against that defense. I have no doubt about that.
I can't wait, man. I can't wait to see it. I'm telling you, man. The interesting games, man. But like I said, there's a difference between the AFC and the NFC. Like that AFC is more, you know, high power offense. And in that NFC, I mean, not to say that the Rams is not a high-power offense. They can get that way, but they can get dirty and grimy with the dirtiest and the grimies, too. And that's what San Fran is. They the dirty and the grimy. So, we going to see.
Yeah. We're going to see. And that's a great segue to end the closing. Oh, go ahead. Closing statement on this topic. Oh, okay, cool. So, getting the closing statement. As we,
damn, see, I messed up the beat. Hold on.
Go ahead, Ivan. I'm going to get it, catch it back.
I have to stop, so I got to get it back. I got to fix it. But go ahead.
No, I'm good. Y'all go ahead.
But now we got to wait for the beat to drop. So we got to
hold on. Back. I got to drop. Y'all see, man.
nah, it's all good, man. I hope y'all, we're going on. This is the 8 minutes left in the live portion. Stick around if you want to definitely get into the downloadable content in the extra hour where we can continue on the conversation about this new coach. So what we're going to do, 24 hours the deadline. If you got 24 hours to live, what would you do? Where would you go? Who would you see? Who would you screw? You know what I'm saying? So we're going to get into that. Some entertainment stuff. And we also signed a running back today. Man making moves already on the second day. We have not spoke about that, so we'll get into that in the third hour as well. What the hell that mean, you know what I mean? And he is from Buffalo. So, yeah, we're starting off with last coming in. We'll start off with you, Ivan. Closing statement, sir. I know you joined us a little late, but,
yeah.
You know, I don't know if you caught the whole show or what we all spoke about. But
yeah, no, I didn't. But on the coach front, man, look. You know, I think that in totality, the Giants didn't cast a wide enough net, you know, in the head coach search, right? My dream hire when we first fired Judge, I never spoke about too much. I mentioned it on this show. It was Brian Leftwich because I knew that they weren't even going to bring my man in for an interview. So I didn't want to waste too much time, you know, on him because I said these guys aren't going to do that. They're just not going to do it. But, you know, I think that, you know, he's going to be a great hire, you know, wherever they hire him. There's reports out there, but they're nothing confirmed. And, you know, Brian Flores, that's where I landed. Because to me, Brian Flores is, you know, a leader of men. I think he's going to come in there. He already went to a bad franchise, a bad organization with a bad owner who doesn't know what he's doing, and he was able to still find some success. And with a lot of uncertainty in the quarterback position and injuries to the quarterback, because Tua has been hurt as well, and he still was able to put together two seasons where it was non-losing season. They weren't playoff seasons, but they were winning seasons, technically speaking, right? They won more games than they lost. So, you know, I think that he's getting a lot of negative press, and a lot of Giants fans are killing this man, and I don't understand it, and I'll tell you why. Because supposedly there was a power struggle in Miami, and he lost the power struggle. This is common. He got killed for that. You know, you got people calling him abrasive and, you know, all types of words that I don't like, you know, when it pertains to black men or, you know what I'm saying, you know, anybody of color. I don't like it, you know. Just like, you know, women of color, too, they get that those labels, you know, confrontational, abrasive. I don't like that, you know what I mean? Because you have somebody like Joe Judge who did the same thing and it never was mentioned. Joe Judge got into a fight with a coach on the field. Fans actually got excited about that. Get him out of here, you know, because the coach didn't agree with him. Joe Judge got into it with players on his team who then were removed from the team. Joe Judge went for a power, you know, grab, and he wanted Abrams as his GM. He lost that. Nobody talks about him in that way. You know, they, you know, they talk about his incompetence as a coach, but nobody talks about that and calls him abrasive and calls him aggressive and calls him confrontational. He tried to fight a coach on the field. Think about that. If Flores had did that, they would have put him in cuffs. He would have got arrested. Okay? Let's be clear. Right, and I don't want to take it down no certain path, but I gotta say that. So to me, I think he's a leader of men. I think he'll be an excellent hire. I don't know if the Giants are gonna go that way. If they go Dabo, however you say it, I'm saying it wrong. Then fine, you know, because a lot of these jobs get handed on relationships, and you're seeing it all across the league. You see it all the time, right? It's based off relationships. It's not always based off who's the best guy. You know, that's just the politics of the league. So for me, I want to see that because he's going to come in there and he's going to be able to challenge Shane, you know, and have those, you know, conversations where you don't have to be agreeable over everything. We got to be able to have a difference of opinion and still be professional and have the respect. And, you know, we land at a good place. You know, if we disagree with each other on everything, something's get missed, right? So that's my choice, you know, and you know, if we're just talking about the head coach, I'll leave it at that. You know, I don't, you know, I'm not confident that they're going to go that route, but I'd be ecstatic if they did. And if they go the Dabo way, then it's like, well, that's what we thought all along, right? Why did they dance around it? Why y'all ain't just do it, right? Because, you know, most people think that that's the way it's going to go. But, yeah, that's how I feel.
All right, let's peace. Peace to the gods, peace to the earth. Appreciate it, Adam. OG Steve, it's on you.
Yeah,
and,
man.
Fans out there, we might not be able to get everybody in, but if the cuts off on us, join us and download us.
I'm glad Adam brought that up because, you know, I keep hearing his little, you know, thing he's going to get along with the players and this and the other man, but, you know, that's really not what the majority of people are saying anyway. So, I won't beat that drum. You know, I see that Ivan kind of drove the point all the way, you know, good enough. But I'll tell you, I believe everything he just said, you know, the lead amongst men. I mean, the experience speaks for itself. I mean, everything from special teams on, you know, every part of the, you know, defense and, you know, the offensive bar. And I really believe he's a young, innovative coach who gets the most out of his players and lead amongst men even when you don't have the roster that you necessarily want. So I think that he's somebody who could be a staple here for a long time if they just give him opportunity. I have a strong feeling that the Mariners and I'm smart enough to just let it happen at this point too. So I just really feel like it's lining up. I don't think it's going to be Dabo, whatever. number one, because his resume is really not that good outside of Allen. I mean, and he had some putrid years from 2009 to 2012. So, with all that said, man, I think, you know, it's the stars are lining up for Flores. And I can honestly, you know, and if they find, you know, another way just to, you know, avoid doing the best thing for the organization again, then it shouldn't really be a surprise. But I'll be damn sure fronting if I say this could probably really take me to a disappointment level that I really didn't know I had in me emotionally, because I really feel that strongly behind Flores the more I look at him and just where we are. Wrap it up on that note. So,
like, yeah,
either,
either
way,
up,
man, I mean, I believe he learned from, you know, from the last couple of years, and I believe he knows he has to make some adjustments, and I believe he will. So let's go, Big Blue, and that's, I'll leave it right there for y'all, man. Carry it away, fellas.
All right, OG Steve. He's the chosen one from the Boogie Down.
Outstanding show, bro. Outstanding conversation. Outstanding questions. It's just, you know, this is what we do, man. We've been bringing the heat all week, you know, and we've been bringing the thunder as best as we can, man. It's just what we do all here in the Shakedown, you know. And I'm going to just switch subjects for a second. Anthony Davis is busting Joel Embiid ass. And if you don't know what it looked like in basketball to get your ass bust, it means I got 31 in the third quarter, you got 11, and we mano-a-mano. That's what it looked like. Yo, but, yeah, man, great show, man. Great peace to the callers, you know what I mean? Shout-outs to the listeners, everybody who just stuck with us all this time, man, still here. We going to keep on keeping on. Tell a friend to tell a friend. We back at it again. Y'all know what time it is, man. Just a fan right now watching basketball in the background. Y'all know what's up.
All right. Peace to God. J-Rock dropped off. I was going to that brother next, but appreciate you listening in, J-Rock, for the activity. You know what I'm saying? But Shakes Montana, Ralph Trash Ron himself, step to the microphone. Hit him with the lead singer shit.
Eat a man, we stink the tizzy and then like.
Stay it up, man.
Girl, I know.
It's, I can't. I thought about it even more as y'all was talking about it. Like, two more things came to my mind, pause. Right? First off, and I had to say pause because I thought about his name again. It's like the ball. Oh, shit, nah, man, I can't. The balls, nah, man.
Making the pieces.
Rolling the dough. No, man, I can't do it. And then I thought about it even more. I'm like, oh, he might even want to try to do something with Daniel Jones and think he's some Josh Allen or something, and he's not, bro. Like, oh, no, man. It's all the way bad with him, man. It's all the way bad right now. I can't. I do also agree with Ivan. They should have had a wider net. I spoke about that. I wanted Martindale to get an interview, O'Connell to get an interview, Bieniemy, of course my boy Harbaugh. You know, like these, yeah, I mean, these guys wasn't even inquired about. And he mentioned Leftwich. I didn't even remember, but yeah, Leftwich too. You know, it was a lot of guys out here that you could have definitely took a deeper look at. But all in all, I do hope it is Flores from the candidates that they do have. I hope it is. I trust him more than I trust anybody else that they interview. So,
but I like Frazier too, though. I'm not against Frazier. If he is the pick, I'll be a little happy. I'll be a little happy. But the balls, nah, I can't do the balls. Can't do the balls.
Can't do the balls.
Can't do the balls.
All right. Well, hey, man, I ain't got nothing, bro. I appreciate everybody coming in and providing content and talking and chopping it up. And, shit, we already off air. What the fuck am I doing? You know what I mean? They just going to hear this shit when they download it. But, Galvis Flores, too. And the word that
Yo,
you
LLP,
shit
that was
that
the
I
quickest catch. That was the quickest catch in Blog Talk history. I just want you to know that. And I'm not going to not let you get your flowers for that.
What you mean?
Man, shit, what we talking about? We off air. What the fuck are you talking about? That was the quickest catch in Blog Talk history.
Yeah.
I'm going to give you your flowers for it, bro. Because most people would have finished that out and said, wait a minute. And took a pause and a breath. You did all that shit in one sentence. You know what I'm saying? With the people, wait a minute. What the fuck about? We off air. You good,
yeah, but that's what it is. You know what I'm saying? I'm tired as fuck right now. But I hope it's Flores too. I trust, and Six, you use the word trust, and that would be the word I use. I trust him more than I do first time Mr. the Balls. But however, to the question I said earlier, as far as, like, do they change? Does the thought process change with the coach that they hire? I'm not throwing out the aligning that he said as far as the philosophy and my thoughts being in lockstep with the head coach. If they do hire DeBoe, it stands to reason that I will even believe them even more about what they said yesterday about Daniel Jones and building the offense around him and Barkley. If they hired DeBoe, I see that vision completely being real. He meant what he said, and that'll let me know what the draft is going to look like. That was my thought process behind that question, because if they hire Flores, then I'm not of that opinion. I think that get a quarterback and get competition. But with DeBoe, I think they're rolling with Jones. Just my thought.
Can I sneak one thing in there?
Sure.
And I meant
yeah,
to say this.
I
meant to say this earlier. You know, another thing in Miami, right? Miami is not been a great franchise, right? You know, and Greer, the GM, he's been there, you know, in different levels of that franchise for 22 years, you know? So it stands to reason, and then, you know, he's about to go on his third head coach. I think he inherited one, that he had two after that, and now another one. Why is this guy given the autonomy that he has in Miami? You know, so to sit there and say Flores thinks that the direction should be different, well, hell, the last 20 years, the direction ain't been right. You know, so maybe listen to him if you're the owner, right? And, you know, you look at with even Leftwich interviewing with Jacksonville, and then the reports were that he didn't want to work with Balky or whatever, and then the reports are they're going to get him out of there and get the guy that Leftwich wants to work with, right? And you look at with the Raiders, they're talking about McDaniels now, but in order to get McDaniels, they're bringing in a Patriots guy to the front office if they do it, you know, because that's what McDaniels is going to want. So this is so common that I don't understand the big emphasis with Floyd. This happens all the time, you know, with coaches. They want to be aligned with the GM that they, you know, have confidence in and they believe in. And, you know, yeah, they're gonna go to the ownership and speak their mind. You know, the ownership has, you know, they can do what they want to do at that point. But, you know, to think of Balky, you know, if they get left, which he's going to lose his job. The season ended a while ago because he doesn't want to work with him because he thinks he's incompetent. And you know what? When you look at somebody like Greer, you have been incompetent. You know, how do you deserve to keep picking? Think about that. Let's say we had kept Dave Gettleman. And then we hire another coach. And then at some point that coach, who's winning 9-10 games with the Giants, but says, hey, we got to get rid of this guy. And Mara says, no, we're getting rid of you. How would this fan base feel about that? You know, remove Flores and put whoever name you want, right, for those people that don't like him. Put whoever you want, Dabo, Frazier, Quinn, put whatever name you want. How would you feel if Gettleman won the war against the coach that finally started to bring some wins and some level of success to the team, and but yet he wins out? That's crazy, right? You know, the Duke Greer has no – he should have been got fired. You know, how the hell you the GM since 2016? We're in 2022, and the Dolphins ain't done nothing since you've been there except, you know, continue to lose. And before that, you were in scouting. You were in pro player. You were the head of the draft board. You've been there 22 years, you know, and one constant that's been there in the 22 years is losing. So absolutely, whether it was Flores, whether it's whoever the new head coach is, absolutely they have a right to question this guy in the direction that he wants to go in. Without a doubt, they have that right because it's warranted, you know.
You know what? You're right. And the thing is he probably thought he had more equity to be able to say something, but, you know, obviously it was more about a personal relationship rather than a winning relationship because, he's like you said, the proof is in the pudding. So for him to go in there, the ownership, you know, decided to let his personal relationship with the GM take precedent. You know, only he knows the real reason, but like Avi said, it's very common, and you would think that should have been an easy conversation that wouldn't end up with that man getting fired. But it did. You know, one of the things I wanted to say, because there was like, oh, you know, Sean was saying he's going to build the offense around, you know, Daniel Jones. Well, guess what? Every offense is built around every quarterback, so don't dig into that so much, y'all. Please. This is politics, all right? Just relax and let's just see what the man does. You know, let's just see what the man does. But yeah,
one thing,
if I may,
because Steve, you know, he made me remember something. One thing that concerns me with Shane, though, is his willingness and his presser and in the interviews after that to be so cordial and say, you know, that basically, you know, he's so willing to work with these guys that's already in the building. Now, I understand you can't go in there and shit on these guys, but there's things you can say that are not, you know, full endorsements, right? Whether it's Jones, whether it's Barkley, whether it's the front office, you don't got to give a ringing endorsement. You well within your rights to say, I'm going to come in here and everything is going to get evaluated. Because when a team is losing double-digit games year after year, it is okay to say it's going to be an evaluation, right? Because I am coming from the outside. I need to find out why this franchise is in the state that it's in, why this franchise, since that Super Bowl in 2011, has been in the state that they're in. I don't know. I just got here. But I'm going to do a full evaluation. I don't understand why, you know, that would have been so out of school for him to say. And one thing that, you know, because, you know, my mind don't stop working, and sometimes maybe I'm just crazy, but, you know, I tend to wonder why he got the job over other people, and that's always in the back of my mind. You know, was it because he said, yeah, Danny Jones, I love the guy, Mara. You know, let's go. You know, Tim, I love those guys. Sure, let's make it work. And then Mara said, oh, I like this guy. Now, Ryan Poles, he just got hired with the Bears. This man said he is looking forward to building a front office, a top-notch staff. He's already brought his lieutenant, which I mentioned in the chat. I said one thing that concerns me is you got to at least bring a lieutenant with you. And Shane was the lieutenant to his last GM. When he went to the Bills, he brought Shane with him. You know, and I haven't seen that. Poe's already named his lieutenant who's coming with him. He's already saying he's going to build a top-notch staff, meaning there's going to be changes. He went and got his head coach that he wanted, and the man has done everything to include ordering the rugs to be changed in the front office. You know what I'm saying? He's changing everything. You know, he's changing the light bulbs. They've been in there too long. Somebody's losing light bulbs. Get them out. You know, and
I mean,
this Yeah, is this what Paul said to Mara? He said, wait a minute, John. I'm going to make changes. You guys need it. This is a losing franchise. Let's call it what it is. I want to make changes. I want to bring my lieutenant with me. I want to bring other people with me. And I want to get this thing fixed for you. And Chris looked at John and said, fuck that. Get this guy out of here. You know, I got to wonder. I got to wonder. And that's on my mind. And I feel it's warranted because John Mara is not to be trusted. So I have concerns. I hope that over time, Shane puts them to bed, he builds a winner, and we're off and running. But those are valid concerns, and can't nobody tell me they're not valid. Go ahead, Steve.
Well, no, you know, I was just going to agree with you. You're not the only one. I thought about that, too, and I was kind of alluding to that earlier, man. I mean, and because like when you said about his press conference, I watched that, too, man, his body language. I was telling E earlier, I was like, man, he's young. He's just going to kind of go along with shit. He's not confident enough to even say the very minimum of I will just evaluate. Like you said, he couldn't even do that. You know what I'm saying? Like, so just told me, man, his maturity level, I was shocked. I was taken back when I saw his interviews. I was like, oh, damn. Especially his informal one, I think, that he did with, you know, I think it was Sean or something. Remember, I forgot who it was on the website, but he wasn't even, you know, in the suit and tie, which was even worse than the press conference. As far as his maturity level, I really – so I feel like they got a puppet. Like he might have said, you know, what you said, yeah, I can work with Danny and all that other stuff, but certainly he's not even confident enough to say that he's going to evaluate everybody. So, yeah, I'm concerned that they got just a yes man, somebody who looks good in the suit and looks just like him, you know, but really not willing to come in and give us the, you know, the shakeup that we really need. So, yeah, that's definitely a concern. And, I will definitely be watching that, but, you know, our organization, the tracking, you know, the history we got will tell you that they're not really giving him the power that, you know, that he probably needs to have. So, you know,
yeah,
we'll
and he
see.
Backtracked. Mara backtracked. Originally, he said the GM is going to have full autonomy to hire the head coach that he wants. After that press conference, when he spoke, he said nothing has changed in our decision process, and it's a collaborative, ultimately – me and Tish got the final say. That's not what you said a couple weeks ago when you was under fire from the fan base. He backtracked. That was a glaring thing that, you know, bothered me too. I'm like, you're a liar. You're a liar, and you look funny. You know what I'm saying? Stop lying to the fans.
Yeah, I don't think we're going to see much change in that regard, man. But, no, I'm really not impressed with this young guy. Like I was telling you, I was really counting on him being a super scout, but him being an actual GM and making real GM decisions, I'm not really seeing that.
I'm not going to touch on that Sean shit, Shane, whatever one you want to pronounce it, right? But what I would say, like when you said about Poles, Ryan Poles, Poles, whatever you want to do, right? But when you talked about Ryan Poles and how he's doing things over there, I think you may have something on that as far as you can't go to the mirrors and be like, look, man, I want to hands on. This is my team. I got my guy right here. I know what I'm doing. Let me fix this shit. Like you just said, he did backtrack, and I seen that as well.
Mm-hmm.
GM has all the leeway to make these decisions, but at the end of the day, we sign off on it. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
Like, so they are very much hands-on into what is going on. So you can't sit there and come in there and say, oh, no, nah, like, leave it to us. I got my squad. We know what we're doing. No, nah, that's not going to fly with the Maras.
Mm-hmm.
So...
yeah, and
yeah,
within 24 hours, he named his lieutenant. You see what I'm saying? Within 24 hours, he already had that clip ready to go, which means, to me, he had to probably mention it in the interview.
Mm-hmm.
You know, because, you know, and listen, I hope Shane brings us to glory. And if he does, I'm going to enjoy it, and I hope that's what happens. But, man, I'm going to be real concerned, dude, if you don't got a lieutenant. How you going to walk into a franchise like the Giants with so many plants and molds in the front office? family members. And you're not going to have somebody, and anybody that's ever been in a position of leadership, and even if not, you can be in the neighborhood. You had that one person that you put your back up against and say, hey, this person got my back. This is my guy, right? And if he doesn't bring anybody, who could you truly, you know what I'm saying, trust in that building? You got to have somebody with you. That's the worst thing. Anytime I've ever taken a position of leadership anywhere, whether it's the military or in corporate, I had to find that person that I look in the eye and say, hey, I trust you. You got my back. Because if you don't, when they come for you, you're not going to see it coming. You got to have somebody. And I hope he brings somebody. You know, maybe it's just delayed.
You hope. I don't think so. You know, my biggest thing, the only thing I'm going to judge this dude on right now is who he has or who they bring in as a head coach. That's going to tell me really all I need to know. You know, so hope we will know by Monday.
I mean, you know, and you, I'm not even going to not say that the bringing in your guy is not valid, because it is, and I agree, like, a lot of what you said, but I look at it in another aspect as far as that head coach should be the guy for you. So when you bring in that guy, he should be that guy. You know what I mean? Now, again, that's probably why the ball is so, you know, high up there, because that's his dude. That's going to be his man. But, man, I mean, Flores could be someone that is definitely a guy that, you know, you can give that reins to and say, all right, look, this is your team. I'm going to give you these players, but you deal with this team. And they can have a partnership in that aspect. So I would think that the head coach probably, if he don't bring in his own guy, which I'm pretty sure he probably will, but more than likely, that head coach should be his next man up, his right-hand man, his partner in crime.
Right. It shakes. You know, I agree, right? You know, the head coach should be in tandem with you and your guy and have your back. But the thing is, the coach got to tend to the players and do practice and coach, right? I'm talking about in the offices, right?
In the office, I know
and a lot of shit go down in them offices, you know what I mean? You know, like, for example, with Pose, right, he got his coach. He picked him, right, that was on nobody's radar, you know, and he got his coach. So the coach got his back, but he's also bringing his front office guy who's going to have his back, and he's going to bring in other people. But if he did nothing else, well, that's a strong combination, because now you got somebody in the offices that got your back, and you got the guy on the field with the product, you know, who got your back, right? So I get what you're saying. And yes, that may be ultimately the reason that he gets the coach that he wants, but he got to bring somebody in them offices, man. We got people that been in there 20, 30 years, Shakes. You know, we got people that been in there longer than that. So he got to bring in somebody in the office, because you got Chris, Tim, and the other guy. These guys are family. They got lifetime memberships. You got to bring in somebody. I really believe that, and I hope he does it.
All good points.
Good shit, y'all. I was eating, so I was listening. I had to eat something. Now, all good points. And I
love being a fan of this show, man. That's one of them right there. See that type of situation, LRP? Because I'm with you. I just finished off a bowl of stir fry, drank me some nice antioxidant juice. You feel me? And I'm hearing my brothers in the background talk like that, man. Like, listen, I listen to other things, man. I read other things. That's what we do. I just don't want to be biased, but a lot of what I do, man, and I go off the deep end too. I be listening to spaces now for no reason. Like, soon as people just to hear what the people are doing, I can't do it, man. Shout out to y'all that got my attention for over 30 minutes in the last 2 weeks. But outside of that, man, I love listening to you guys. Yo, I'm serious, man. I was trying to hold that in. But, man, these dudes, I don't know what people be talking about no more. I think people just so excited to hear their own voice and just have somebody listening to them that they just go anywhere. We got to do something about this platform, man. We got to push this harder and stronger and further, man. This people got to hear things like that. These are the conversations that people need to hear. Like, we should record and bring them and be able to play them in the chat room. Like, listen, in the third hour, these questions was answered, because it'll beat all of these fake beat writers that listen to this show and write the things that we say or say the things that we say on their show. Some NFTs is important.
Indeed.
Yeah, and if I may, one thing that drove me crazy, he went on his media run, and he gives a lot of praise to Zabine, his mentor, his GM, his best friend, his golfing buddy, as they say. And he speaks of him highly, and he speaks on everything he learned from him. If I would have been interviewing him, I would have said, I would have set him up. Hey, you said, he's this and that. And when he came to Buffalo, he brought you with him. Who are you going to bring with you? And frame it in a way that he can't tap dance and give you, hey, I'm just asking, are you bringing somebody with you? I'm not saying you changing the whole staff, but he brought you with him. That's your mentor. What's the problem? It's an easy question to me.
And like, who have you mentored and who are you grooming to do what you do? And how are you going to handle workload? You know what I mean?
I'm going to let Chris do it.
If I was a douchebag, he'd be sitting right there, too. I'm on it, Tony. I'm on it. Tony, I'll take care of it. Chris Moltisanti over there. Fucking around. Making movies and shit. He's supposed to be drafting. But listen, T, I got this fantastic idea. What else everybody got, man? Anything else? I'm tapped out. For the day, at least.
Go Giants. let's get it right. Let's plead Lord get it right. Lord have mercy, because if they didn't get it right, if we don't get it right, Mara's not going to fire anybody, barring a scandal, for at least probably, I would say, 4 or 5 years, whatever the length of the contract is. He ain't firing nobody. And I think he's thinking about that with the head coach. Barring the controversy, he don't want to – in 2 years, he's not trying to do this again. He get embarrassed by it. So, Lord have mercy, let it work, because if not, we stuck like Chuck.
I hope to God this shit works. I hope you pick the right guy, whether it's the Bow or the Flores. I don't want Frazier, though. I hope they stay the fuck away from Frazier. I mean, credit him as a coordinator, but – they trying to force that into a head coach again. I just don't see it.
Yeah, I'm wondering why Caldwell or Bieniemy didn't get no play, though.
Yeah, I was just shaking someone at Harbaugh.
I'm not surprised. I mean, y'all talking about power and all that stuff. You know, this dude is not even knowing. He's not even going to fake it. He's going to be an asshole right from the get-go of what he was. So I knew that. And not to mention, with these players now, I mean, his attitude, like, I don't know if he's the right leader amongst the men. He might want to stay with the boys in college. I mean, I know he had 3 years in San Francisco where, he had Colin and, he did his thing, but I just don't really know what he would do in the NFL today. And I think he's going to
Vegas.
That's where he said he would. That's the only place he would be likely to be at in the NFL. But I think he stays in college myself. Hell, he almost got fired from Michigan last year.
All right. Well, shit. Shake this drop, OG. And so did Ivan, so we appreciate them, brother. You know, we'll go ahead and set a close-up shop anyway. We got, like, live portion and shit. They'll be able to download a good 30 minutes of what we was just speaking on. And I'm going to make preparations to go to see Mr. Sandman. Bring me a dream. I'm tired. I got another day. One more day. End of the work week. Hope you guys enjoyed this week content. Tune in tomorrow. Either chosen. If you are available, we'll be doing things. Well, yeah, tomorrow we should hope to have a verdict by then too. So hopefully that'll set the stage for a very fantastic E-Style Friday if they announce tomorrow, because the last interview is tomorrow. So tune in, John fan. Just getting started. Either chosen OG, y'all got any closing for the people?
No, let's wait and see.
All right. Appreciate you, brothers, to the death, man. Love y'all, brothers, man. Peace and love. Enjoy your family. Enjoy the night. America, sleep tight. Get your shit together. Voting day is coming up. Everybody pay attention. Ads are starting to come up. Got governor's races all over. Got Senate races coming. Make sure you keep your ears to the street now. Message from LRP. He's the chosen one. Brother, last man standing. We don't expect for y'all to agree with us, but we damn expect y'all to understand. Understand? Don't get shook up, because you keep shit live. New York Jazz representing that drive 5. Yo, E, take us away.
Yo, y'all just been shook by the shakedown, and we up out of here. Peace. Y'all know what time it is. We start Fridays tomorrow. Be there or don't. We will.
Ooh.